scratch about.
So easy.
You
gotta
put it in perspective.
15 seconds to air.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'm the best.
How can you love it? It's crap.
I know, right?
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
I just want to ask you one question. Why are you so good?
I know.
Well, there's something weird going on here.
You feel that sexual energy too?
But it would be wrong to act on it.
Our feature presentation.
Define wrong.
Not good.
Not good.
Circumstances can change. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
Morning, everybody.
How are they?
Brand new Kevin and Bean show.
They're fine.
On a Wednesday morning.
Wow, man. Don't get in the way of my game here, Kevin. Gee,
He's throwing game.
I didn't recognize it as game.
Just trying to get something going here, man. C blocker. Hey, here's a situation for you. Let's say you've got some teenage daughters at home, and prom time comes around, and they don't get asked to the prom. Hmm. How do you handle that as a parent, or you stay out of that? What do you do?
I would guess I would kidnap a boy in the class and torture him until he asked.
Seems good.
Well, that would guarantee a good time for your daughter,
yes.
Certainly. I mean, it's a pretty big deal for a lot of teenagers to go to prom. I imagine it would be sad if a lot of your friends are, you know, all excited about it and talking about it, and you don't have anyone to go with. What's the plan these days? Do you just go with a friend?
Yeah,
you go with
friends,
another girl? What
yep.
do you do?
Yeah, friends go
Sometimes
together.
More than, you know, one girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a Seattle woman who put a Craigslist ad out to hire four hot male teens to take her daughter and some friends to the prom.
Oh, what could go wrong there with Craigslist?
She is offering $50 an hour, says it's a 7-hour night. Job duties include a pre-interview, getting fitted for a tux, riding in a limo, going to the downtown pre-party, eating at the senior dinner, and then hitting the prom, all expenses paid.
And then, you know, nail on the dot.
Well, it doesn't say that. Oh. Or if it does, it seems like, you know, you should have to give back some of your $350 that you get for the night.
Sure.
She writes, all the gals are very good looking, trim, friendly, and fun. We can trade photos.
Wow.
If you're taller than 6 feet, good looking, fit, and outgoing, please send your photo to me as soon as possible. You will be required to interview. If selected, you will also need to meet for 1-hour strategy session and tux fitting in advance of prom night.
They have to be 6 feet?
Well, yes.
I guess her daughter's tall, maybe.
They must be tall, too. Yeah.
The daughters would hate that, don't you think?
I don't know.
Mom,
I
mean, why don't you stay out of it?
I can't imagine she did it without their knowledge. I mean, they're obviously going to be involved in this.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
maybe they just think it's funny. It's possible.
Maybe they want to go to...
Good.
Who knows? There's so little information about what the situation is with her daughter and her friends, but maybe they just want to go to prom with the hottest guy.
Yeah,
you know, maybe
that
maybe that's what it's all about.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, it's got a little bit of pimp to it, but on the other hand, if the daughters are into it and the screening process is good, maybe they're going with somebody they hadn't met before, but who's to say that wouldn't be a good time for everybody?
I would say in general, if you don't know the person...
Mm-hmm.
Your odds are pretty low.
Of
having a great time. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, how many people have gotten out on, you know, blind dates and then
had a great time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen a lot.
But this isn't a blind date. Remember, there is an interview process, and you are guaranteed that it's going to be a good-looking, fit person.
But
I mean,
half
the problem with a blind date is you get there and it's not what you expected. You know what I mean?
Right.
This
right.
you know ahead of time.
Teenage boys being.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not going to try to nail the daughter. I'm not saying that.
Or
no, but we are saying that. They're teenage boys.
Or four guys decide to all do this together, and then it's just their night, and they ignore the girls and drink a lot and girls have a miserable time.
I don't have any idea how it's going to turn out. I wonder if there will be follow-up on this, but that's what's happening right now.
Wow, that's weird.
Do you think she'll have trouble finding people to answer that ad?
I don't think so. I mean, if you're 17, 18, or 19, which is what she's asking for in the ad, I would think that $350 for 7 hours work and, you know, what sounds like a pretty good time with the party and a dinner and a dance and stuff, I would think you'd have a lot of people applying for that.
Are the girls seniors?
It doesn't say. Oh. It doesn't say.
Makes a difference, but I would think.
Yeah.
I would imagine if they're looking for 17 to 19-year-olds, probably.
Right.
So I hope there is some follow-up on this.
Me too. I'm kind of curious.
That's weird.
Lots of people have gone out with lots of people that have had less screening than this.
Right, and lots of people have had horrible times when they do it. And that's not to say all, but
right.
Lots.
But, you know, sometimes you have a horrible time when you go with the one you're with.
Yes, that's
prom
true.
Prom is very dicey.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good times.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right.
But Craigslist, that scares me a little. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abee Show, shall we?
Is it legal to be this insane?
That's a great question. We're going to talk to masseuses and masseurs today, people who give massages. And we're going to talk about the propositions that they get from the clients.
They must get them all the time.
I would imagine.
Mostly the guys.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be masseuses and
I mean,
guys.
I can't imagine women getting massage propositioning anybody.
I've seen the movie where it happens all the time.
I've seen the movie, too.
Really? Yeah.
But I would guess it would be masseuses, and I would guess it would be just, I mean, the variety of things that guys can come up with to try and, you know, lead into the next step.
Like doing the bridge?
Yeah, like Psycho Mike doing the bridge. Yeah. But that was different because Psycho Mike went to a massage parlor,
right?
Which sort of that's expected, I think.
It still couldn't get anything going.
But even when you go to a respected place and a place that's, you know, all on the up and up. You know, it's got to be guys trying to.
Sure. Look at the client list.
Trying to make things
it's crazy.
Happen.
Crazy. Happens all the time.
Look at the client list. By the way, is anybody watching the client list?
Nope.
Nope.
Gave it a shot.
Why?
Gave her a spin.
Why?
It's just cheesy. Just crazy cheesy.
Bean?
I have not seen a second of it.
She's a psychiatrist.
Basically.
That's what
she ends up doing.
She comes in
like
and she talks to them about their problems.
Counseling them about their wives.
No!
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's not what we want.
In sexy lingerie.
She does it in sexy lingerie, yes.
All right. There's
She's
that.
A good girl.
But it's a psychology session or a psychiatry session,
yeah.
and that's just not needed. anyway, we have Matt Money Smith also on the program today talking about the NBA.
Great timing to have him on.
Lakers trying really hard to not win. So you like
well,
that.
They seem to be able to turn it on when they want to for minutes at a time, but not consistently.
Yeah, I wish we had something. We have a great, great, great center sometimes who's a baby other times and is immature a lot of the time. So that's kind of frustrating. You never know what's going to happen. Apparently we're going to look at me as when I was a kid.
Well, you kind of dropped a little bit of a bombshell on us yesterday. It came out in conversation that Kevin was arrested 3 times during his college years.
But how can that be a bomb?
3 times?
I mean, if you guys had to, well, I mean, you know.
Arrested?
It was a little bit of a surprise.
That's a big deal.
I wasn't taken to jail necessarily. You can get cited or whatever. Arrested may have been a strong word. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Wait, you might not have used an exact word in telling a story?
I know, it's first time, right?
That's shocking, too.
We also have Matt Green from the Los Angeles Kings talking about going to the Western Conference Finals against the Phoenix Coyotes. I, of course, am from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of people saying, who are you going to root for? And Kings all the way, but my mom
is it
Phoenix.
On now between you two?
Oh, it's on.
Wow, really?
She called the other night to tell me that our run is over.
You guys are
I
no
love
longer
your family?
My mom. Isn't that weird?
Well, you had to come from somewhere.
She's also a Suns fan. She hates the Lakers. It's the exact same thing. She always smack talks.
I love that.
So
but
she
you
says,
do,
you
do the same thing in return, though.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. I mean, she says, your run is over. And I go, oh, yeah, the Suns, though, they're looking good. They're not even in the playoffs. So.
Right, right.
Matt Green, he is a defenseman for the Los Angeles Kings. We're going to talk to him today. We have Adam Carolla on the program
today.
This Week in Rage. And we have a little band that you may have heard of in the studio performing live by the name of Tenacious D.
Yay! Yes.
So I'm very excited about that. Plus, I'll tell you about a secret show. So that's all coming up today on The Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat.
And once again today on The Kevin and Bean Show, we are hooking you up with Honda Civic Tour tickets, Linkin Park, and Incubus together. And you get to a private Linkin Park dress rehearsal. Yes, we are doing that again today. Keep listening. Your chance to win on the way. Hi, Ralph Garman.
Swag, 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 swag.
Swag, 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 indeed.
What's going on?
Swag.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of showbiz news. But before I get to it, how about if I give some more tickets away to the premiere of Battleship?
Yay!
tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater, LA Live. It's in theaters everywhere on Friday, May the 18th. But if you're one of the lucky callers, let's say the first three callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. First three callers to get through. You will be one of the lucky attendees of the Battleship premiere tomorrow night. You get to see Liam Neeson and Brooklyn Decker and Rihanna and Alexander Skarsgård, Taylor Kitsch.
So that'd be all right.
I guess that would be all right, wouldn't it? Battleship!
Are those your sound effects?
It's a scene from the movie right there. Well, another day, another lawsuit brought against John Travolta by a male masseur.
Really? Now they're starting to come out of the woodwork?
A second accuser has also filed a $2 million sexual battery lawsuit against John Travolta, claiming to have substantial documentation and numerous witnesses regarding the substance of Travolta's actions, according to the court documents that have been filed. Now, keep in mind, the second alleged victim is also represented by the same lawyer as the first accuser. So it is an amended complaint, so that sort of a class action now, not class action because there's not a bunch of them, but two of them have sort of come together to sue Travolta at the same time. Apparently, in the course of discovery and getting evidence for the first lawsuit, this second accuser was revealed and brought him on board. He, too, said Travolta stripped totally naked for the massage. Said the sheets were too hot, couldn't handle the heat from the sheets, so he had to be totally naked while he was being massaged.
That's not how you're supposed to do it. That's how I do it.
Travolta turned onto his... I don't know what I can say here.
Back.
He was sporting excitement.
Right.
And then tried to force number two, Monsieur number two's hand on his genitals and scrotum. Then he started to grab, rub, and caress the masseur's upper thighs and buttocks. Travolta demanded to have his abdominals massaged, but apparently his substantial manhood was in the way. Travolta apparently started to take care of himself about 15 minutes, with about 15 minutes left in the session, to which to this point the masseur number two said, I have to go, the documents state. More information as well. You can go to radaronline.com if you want to read the whole thing yourself, but thanks for fascinating reading.
No kidding.
He, if it's true, is a very frustrated man.
He likes massages.
Now, wasn't Travolta's guy yesterday saying they plan to sue on back for the malicious attacks and everything like that?
They are not
taking this lying down, as Mr. Travolta apparently did.
Travolta's camp said, yeah, they were going to sue for malicious... malicious prosecution, I think it's called. So I guess they'll go after this guy, too.
It's funny because it's not like Scientologists to sue. You know? It's really different.
Kevin Beach. Kanye West must really be into Kim Kardashian. He is letting her drive his car.
He crazy.
He
that
is crazy.
Fancy.
Yeah, it is a Mercedes SLR McLaren. She was seen driving it into Baja Fresh the other day. And it is quite the ride. $500,000 is what it cost for that car, Lisa.
God.
If your boyfriend had a $500,000 car, do you think he'd let you drive it?
No. I wouldn't even want to drive it.
Yeah,
that would make me too nervous.
It'd be nerve-wracking.
There's no way this can be real.
Hey, they're in love, Kevin. You just hate love.
And B, there's no way they're going to get married.
Yes, they are. And they're in love.
Don't you see them both sort of as, you know... I don't know. They're just so self-centered and PR and all that.
Why do you hate love, man?
I don't. I just don't think it's here.
I love love. I think these two are magic, and they've got what it takes to last.
Sure.
Because they're both very warm, caring, giving people.
Mm.
Speaking of caring and giving people, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
What?
This Sunday, Mother's Day. Be good to your mother, folks. She's the only one you'll ever have.
Was this in the news?
Kristen Davis.
Unless your dad remarries and then you have a stepmom and you like her better than your real mom.
That's still not your mother.
That might happen.
Still not your mother. Stepmother, not your mother.
Nope.
You only have one. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, she has an idea for a gift this weekend for Mother's Day.
Great. Can't wait to hear it.
She says instead of buying your mom a gift, you should give the money to Oxfam so they can buy life-saving essentials like mosquito netting and water purifying for third world countries.
That is super important.
Yeah, it's going to go over well at my house.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure mom's going to be happy. That's a
yeah. Why do you have to cheat your mom for that?
That's a mothers deserve more than one day of recognition. She says the gift will continue to change lives for years to come. So if you do it in the name of your mother, you're doing something that is all year long.
It'll be overruled.
So do that. Do that instead of giving your wife or your mom a gift.
We did that phone topic a couple of years ago, remember, where we talked about giving gifts in the name of charity and whether that's really a gift or not. I think you were very much against that, right?
Yep. Ron? Not a gift. Go give your charity, that's fine, but not a gift.
Do both.
Yeah.
But give a gift.
Yeah, that's included. Yeah.
Don't make it a BS charity gift. And this is shocking news, but Disney/Marvel has announced yesterday they're going to do an Avengers sequel.
What?
I know. Can you imagine?
After that
bomb that came out this weekend? Oh, wait a minute. It's the most successful film ever in history. Right. They also said a sequel to Thor will be out next year. Another Captain America movie in 2014. And they, of course, hard at work at Iron Man 3 as we speak. So a lot more superheroes in our future, boys and girls. And lastly, television news. AMC has picked up a series called On the Road. It is about beat poet Jack Kerouac.
Oh, I love him.
I know you do. I remember. I wonder if we have that audio of you talking about how much you love that novel that he wrote. We have that piece of tape. I wonder.
I don't think we do. I wish we did. But
I'm looking for it. Give me a second.
I wonder if there's tape that anyone has.
You keep telling your story.
He's my favorite of all the beat poets.
I know he is. It is going to be on AMC. They do good work over there at AMC. It is. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a film. It's not a series. It's a film that stars Kristen Stewart.
Oh, great. It even gets better.
Never mind. I don't care for it anymore. Garrett Hedlund and Sam Riley. Apparently, it is the movie version of the book, The Self, On the Road, about the beat poets. All right. I'm done. I can't talk. I can't.
There's no more to talk about.
Sorry, it's not worth it. All right. Don't worry about it.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Billy Joel is 63 years old today. Cheap Trick bassist Tom Peterson is 62. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 50. Ghostface Killah. The Wu-Tang Clan is 42 years old. Lane Kiffin, coach of the USC Trojans football organization. He is 37 years old. Rosario Dawson celebrates her 33rd birthday. And Audrina Patridge celebrates her 27th birthday.
Wow,
today.
Where's she been lately?
I don't know. Let's give her a call.
We used to hear about her all the time.
Yeah. Isn't she dating the quarterback guy from Chicago?
No. Cutler?
No, that was
the other one.
Kristen Cavallari?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Dave said she was at the Weenie Roast, by the way.
What?
Really? Audrina was?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Bean.
With her ceiling eyes?
She's going to concert. She doesn't have ceiling eyes. She's lovely.
She has ceiling eyes.
You don't know.
Overruled.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We're going to find out all about Kevin's three arrests during his college years coming up in about 50 minutes or so. Just casually dropped into conversation yesterday. Oh, yeah, arrested. Yeah, all the time.
How many, sometimes arrested, sometimes just cited. But how surprised can anyone be knowing me?
I was surprised just because we've known you for so long. And usually, I don't know, that's just the type of thing that would come up at some point. I think I've never been arrested.
Well,
ever.
You would never, though.
But I don't think most people have ever been arrested. Lisa,
no,
I know. But
beer
you,
mug,
yeah.
Well,
see, that's a perfect example. If you ask me what Lisa's answer would be, I would say it would be no. If you ask me Muggs, I would say yes, because you can kind of guess based on their personality.
I think it's because we think you're more crafty than that, and you do a lot of stuff where you should get arrested, but generally you don't get caught.
You didn't ask me for that list. That list is long.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a lot more times you should have been arrested and weren't. All right, that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Here's a huge surprise news story that came out yesterday, at least to me. If you're a huge Against Me fan, now that's a band that we've played here on K-Rock on and off over the years. They're a punk band out of Florida. What's that song, Bearbug, that we were talking about that we like so
it's
much?
It's called
that we...
Thrash Unreal.
Let's hear a little bit of that, and then I'll tell you what's going on with Against Me. Really good band.
If she wants to dance and drink all night, well, there's no one that can stop her. Stop.
a pretty solid dude, right?
Yeah.
He is. He's a great singer, too. Great performer, great singer. Against Me singer, his name is Tom Gable, and he did an interview yesterday with Rolling Stone where he revealed that he plans to begin living as a woman. He has dealt privately with gender dysphoria for years. He will soon begin the process of transition by taking hormones and undergoing electrolysis treatments. This man that we are now listening to, by the way, like thousands of others around the world, it happened every year. I mean, a transgender surgery and a realization from somebody that, hey, I'm in the wrong sex body, that's not unusual. This is a, you know, pretty well-known person with a pretty popular band, and that's what has kind of made it newsworthy.
He sounds like more dude than most dudes.
Will he still sound like that dude?
Well, I doubt it.
No. His hormones are going to change his voice.
Yes, that's what there's several interesting things about this. One of which is, how does this conversation go with your bandmates? Hey guys, in about a year you're going to have a woman lead singer for your band.
Right. Cuz I think if I were to bring that up in the office, here at the radio station, no one would believe me, no matter how many times I said it.
No.
Guys, I'm serious. Ha ha! No, I'm really serious. There's no way you'd believe it.
But wouldn't you imagine, though, that these guys have been in a band together for 10 years or whatever it's been, that they would know him well enough to know that he had been going through some stuff?
I hope so.
I doubt very seriously that this is the first time they ever heard about his desire or his feeling that he was born as a woman and is in the wrong body.
He's going to eventually take the name Laura Jane Grace and will remain married to his wife.
Now, what about that? Let's talk about how bizarre that is.
I have heard stories like that before.
Are they allowed to do that if they're already married with the gay laws? I guess so, right? Against gay marriage?
Well, they're not.
They're not getting married. They've been married.
Oh, that's an interesting question too, Kevin. And if you're in a state where gay marriage is illegal, what happens if one member of the couple changes sex and now it's a same-sex marriage? I don't know. Now, Heather, I'm sure, and I'm with Lisa, I've seen this aspect of this story before, is going to say, I'm in love with this person. This person is my soulmate. This is the person that I, you know, the person doesn't change. It's only their bits that change. To which you also have to go, well, what about that? You know, what about that deal?
What about those bits?
What about that deal?
What about dressing rooms? They're going to need a whole nother dressing room so the guys can't see her bits.
That's true.
You know?
Gable only told a handful of family and friends about the plans to transition before this interview in Rolling Stone magazine. Because this is the first time a major rock star has come out as transgender, the singer has made a point of speaking openly about it. I'm going to have embarrassing moments, and that won't be fun, but that's part of what talking to you, Rolling Stone, is about, is hoping people will understand and hoping they'll be fairly kind. This you can find more about this interview. It's in the Rolling Stone issue that comes out this Friday, May 11th. He also says that he had a long history of gender dysphoria and goes into more details.
What's gender dysphoria? Just you think you're in the wrong sex?
Exactly.
You're the wrong sex?
Okay. And we'll also talk about the specifics of the transition process and what becoming Laura Jane Grace will mean for the future of the band Against Me. So that is a little bit of a surprise. I mean, maybe this is something Against Me fans have known about. I have not maybe been paying close enough attention, but...
That's
fascinating. Big change.
Can you imagine being in the band even? Just that meeting. All right, everybody, we've got to get together and meet. He's going to be a girl. What do we do? Of course, once you have something going,
that's
like
relatively successful, yes.
You'd like to keep it going. Yeah, I mean, you don't really want to. But wow.
I mean, there was a very, very popular musician named Walter Carlos who did kind of synthesizer music, literally sold millions of records, had a big hit album in the late 60s called Switched on Bach that was maybe even a number one album. And he decided exactly the same thing as Against Me singer. He said, not for me. And he changed his sex and changed his name and went on to continue to have a successful career as Wendy Carlos. Now as Wendy Carlos has been scoring movies and everything else for the last 30 years or so. But that was a solo act. That was somebody, you know, that wasn't the same as being the lead singer of a punk band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it was a different environment for him. To do that now her. So I don't know what it's going to be like for the band. I don't know what it's going to be like for Heather. If we check back in with Heather in 5 years, hey, how's it been married to a woman after growing up being heterosexual your whole life and marrying a man? What's that going to be like?
It does seem like the stories that I've heard about that, they did stay together for maybe 5 years, 6 years, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. eventually
just fell apart?
Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, and not angry at each other, but it just, they wanted different things.
Yeah, listen, guys, I'm going to be a woman, so we're going to have to work that out.
It would be so awesome, Kevin, if you came to this same conclusion. It would be so great. And Lisa would have another girlfriend in the studio.
You know, I know.
It'd be great for her.
A comrade, finally.
Finally.
We could cycle.
Wow.
We could change the name of the show back to Mark and Kim like it was in the beginning.
I've never really considered it. I mean, maybe it's something I should.
Well, I say look into it. That's what I say.
All right.
Anyway, that is the story. If you want to check out more, go to Rolling Stone's website, and I'm sure we'll continue to follow this for you at KROQ.com as well. Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Show joins us in about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about the NBA Finals. So the Clippers are up 3-1, Lakers up 3-2 right now, if I'm doing my math correctly. We'll find out how that's going. Also, we're going to be taking your calls next hour if you are working as or have worked as a masseuse or a masseur and how you navigate those delicate waters when I don't know what percentage, but a fair amount of people who lay down on the table are expecting a little something more than a massage.
Hey, look at that. What are you going to do with that? That kind of thing.
So that's all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, Matt Green from your Los Angeles Kings and Tenacious D will be here. All of that coming up on K-Rock.
Why do I feel like I'm Catholic and I'm going to confession right now?
Well, because I think it's time for you to share a little bit with the class, Kevin, because you can't just innocently say, oh, how about all those times I got arrested? I never mentioned those before?
Well, it's not that. It's that I just figured everybody was like me.
Really?
Just like...
Most of us don't ever have any encounters with the police.
Huh. Well, all right, here are some of my scraps with the police.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll start with when I was young.
The Adventures of Young Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start fire with blowtorches and matches.
That was The Adventures of Young Kevin.
All right, so
what?
We were walking home from school. I was, I don't know, 7 or 8. And it was science fair, so we had matches for some reason and a blowtorch.
Which is appropriate for a 7 or 8 year old.
So me and my brothers were walking home from school. We had to walk through a field. And what we thought would be funny is if we drop a match and then you see it light up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It lights the fire a little bit. And then you step on it and put it out and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we get to the stoplight and we have to wait. And all of a sudden we hear sirens everywhere. And we turn around and look. The entire field is on fire. Probably a full acre.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
So what do you do at that point? You run.
Yes, of course.
Now we're holding matches and a blowtorch in our hands as we run across the intersection where the fire chief was sitting in his car on his way to the call. And he sees these stupid little kids running across the street with a blowtorch. And he pulls over and picks us up, takes us back to school. We were too young, so he released us to our parents. So that happened. That was the first time. And then there was another one when I was in Little League.
The Adventures of Young Kevin.
Hey, look at my ass. It's my ass. Ha ha. I'm Kevin's my ass.
That was The Adventures of Young Kevin.
I was in Little League.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why or how we did this. It's all because it sounds funny to me. Anything that sounds funny to me, I think I lack that next step where people go, yes, but is it a good idea?
Right.
I lack that. So we were in Little League, and they were playing, and we weren't playing that night, and we had a pickup truck. So there were like 4 of us in the back of the pickup truck, and we all bent over and mooned the entire place, honking, and we mooned the entire place as we drove by. There was a cop there sitting in his car.
I think what you lack is the ability to see police officers.
Which we couldn't see. And so then he pulled us over and gave us a stern talking to because we were still too young. So that happened. Then
I have heard, by the way, of so many stories where they go, you're so lucky you were under 18 or this could have been more. Now, the mooning thing, that's not a big deal. The fire thing, if you had been a few years old, that's the type of thing that does go on your permanent record.
I've been a pyro since I was a kid. I love fire. All right, now we get into college. Work-study program. You have that to help supplement the money that you have. So, so you have a job so that you don't have to pay all of the tuition. So I was a security guard. Now, what kind of screening process was that?
None.
Me being a security guard, which is ridiculous.
The Adventures of Young Kevin.
I'm security guard. I have a rifle. I shoot things.
That was The Adventures of Young Kevin.
All right, so we were security guards. We stayed there for the summer. Everybody else went home. Somebody left a car parked in the wrong place. It wasn't supposed to be parked there, but they left it there all summer.
Oh, wow.
So first we started throwing rocks.
You're the security guard.
Yes. And then the other guy that was a security guard that was with me said, hey, I've got a rifle.
And I said, let's get it.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you?
Are you kidding?
No.
Shoot out the windows of somebody else's car for fun? I don't think I would.
Well, you don't shoot out the windows except on accident. You're trying to hit a mirror. You're trying to really, like, hone in on certain things. You're aiming at certain things.
And God knows you're a sure shot.
We destroyed that car so bad. And people heard the gunshots.
Of course.
And,
oh, my God.
Called the police. And that happened.
What happened, though?
They just, they talked to the school. The school reprimanded me. I don't know.
You guys were shooting a rifle, and you didn't get in more trouble than that?
That's my talent.
Wow.
Were they bullets? Was it an actual, real rifle?
Yeah, but it was a small, it was like a .22.
Whatever.
Right, but imagine.
It was only a .22. It's like a BB gun.
In your neighborhood tonight, if somebody started shooting at a car in your neighborhood with a rifle, what should happen to them?
They should go to jail. But in this case, it was a college campus, and so there weren't.
Oh, I forgot the laws don't exist at a college campus.
No, but I mean, it's not a neighborhood, is what I'm saying. There aren't houses everywhere. There's a lot of land, and this was over by the gym, and the a-hole left it there all summer.
Oh, that's right. It is his fault. I
parked
did forget
illegally.
That
so
taught him
a
lesson.
So we just started. It started slowly with the rocks, and then we thought, let's get the gun.
Seriously. Sure. Oh, my God.
All right, so there was that, and then there was. I was still a security guard. And
shockingly.
I, of course, had keys to every building.
The Adventures of Young Kevin.
I'm security guard. I put trampoline for basketball.
That was The Adventures of Young Kevin.
What happened now?
All right, so I'm on before midnight. The guy that comes on at midnight.
Uh-huh.
We meet in the gym at like 11 because there's no one. This is during the summer again. There's no one there. So we would play basketball or whatever because we weren't security guarding really. And we found a trampoline. So we thought this would be great. We'll put the trampoline like right near the free throw line. And that way we could really get a running start and hit it. And then we could get up and jam it. That would be
great. Okay. You could dunk like easily, right?
Right. So this is, I don't know, 1 a.m. and we're doing that. And the trampoline collapses. And I mean, cut a hole in the floor. In the basketball floor, the main floor, probably 2 inches deep.
Wow.
Like, not a scratch, not something that no one would notice. It was a full-on cut in the floor.
So yeah, you wrecked that floor.
Yes.
The guys that are supposed to prevent just that kind of thing from happening actually the guys that do that.
I blame the people who let me be a security guard. That's who I blame. Because if you know anything about me, you know, don't give him a badge.
Or keys.
Or
a gun.
Or access to a rifle.
Or
yes.
a rock.
Well, I didn't really have a gun. They didn't give us guns as security guards, but my friend had a gun, so it wasn't much of a gun. It was a .22.
Oh, my God.
So this is, if you had been the security guard and you had been working like you were supposed to, and you came across two other yahoos who were basically vandalizing the school basketball court, you were supposed to take care of them, right?
Right.
Arrest them or whatever.
But there was no one there. It was summer.
So what happened?
So you have to entertain yourself. I had to pay to get the floor fixed. Me and my friend. And that's expensive. I can tell you that right now.
I'm sure it is.
Those basketball floors do not take well to 2-inch cuts right through them.
Did they then say you're not a security guard anymore?
No.
Oh, my God.
What does it take?
So now I'm still a security guard. And decided that we needed to play a prank.
This is the worst school ever.
Yes, it is.
Hey, they gave me a degree in English.
It's suddenly becoming clear.
What do you think happens?
They graduated Kevin. They're not taking their jobs very seriously.
And finally,
The Adventures of Young Kevin.
I'm security guard. I drive your car into the pool. Ha ha! I'm funny, Kevin.
That was The Adventures of Young Kevin.
What? So we thought we'd play a prank on the basketball coach, who was really a cool guy, and we got along well. We liked him a lot. So we had the keys to every building. So we opened the swimming pool, and it was an Olympic-sized swimming pool, so it had giant doors and everything. And we thought it'd be funny to push this guy's car into the swimming pool.
Oh, no. Okay. This is what you do to guys you like?
Well, yeah. I would never do it to somebody I didn't like.
Well, how do you think they're going to get it out of the pool?
Do you think that we thought that far ahead?
You didn't think that far?
No.
But if you like someone, why do you intentionally do thousands of dollars of damage to their property?
Because he would play pranks on us. Nothing that expensive. But, dude, you know me. When something sounds fun, That's it. That's the end of my thought process.
Cars don't really recover from that, right?
I don't think they do, but I wasn't thinking
it may still be there today, Lisa.
Well, no, because we were really super lame, and we pushed it, but then we bailed. We don't want to be in the car, of course.
Right.
When it went in the pool.
Right.
So we pushed it, and it just went far enough for the front wheels to fall over the edge. And a little bit of the engine was in the water. Now we're thinking, holy crap, we can't. The car's not in the pool. And we can't get the car out of the pool. Now what do we do? And you should have seen us for hours. We were trying to figure out how to push the car up. And maybe we could get a giant, you know, 2x4 or something so that we get some leverage and get it up. And we couldn't do anything about it. And we left it there. And then the next day we went in and we told the basketball coach what happened. And then he was cool and didn't press charges.
Are you kidding?
What?
That,
you're
my friends.
You're a hoodlum.
That, my friends, is my talent.
You are you're an absolute degenerate.
Kevin, God damn it.
I am speechless. I am too.
Okay, this goes further than most of you know, but knowing who I am, you know, like, I'm the I'm in guy. My wife always complains about this. Hey, let's do this. I'm in. My thought processes all stop at this will be fun.
I don't understand how all these adults around you don't at some point go, all right, that's it.
Yes.
You are either
a juvenile delinquent and you are expelled or something.
They didn't even let me stop being a security guard.
Oh, my God. How do they still have their credentials?
I'm not sure they do. The answer to that.
How about a free Tenacious D concert? We will tell you as much as we can with the guys when they stop by later on here today. It's some sort of a super secret thing, though, right?
Yeah, I think they're doing it like a Subway. I don't know. McDonald's? But I don't know what
they'll,
they're doing.
They're doing it in a Subway. I think that moving train car. Also, Adam Carolla on the program today and Matt Green from the Kings as well. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, how about some more tickets to attend the premiere of Battleship?
Yay!
One of the biggest blockbusters of the summer. An alien armada attacks our planet. The only thing between us and them is Liam Neeson and his giant penis.
Really? That plays into it?
Yep. Taylor Kitsch, Alexander Skarsgård, Rihanna, Brooklyn Decker, and more star in Battleship. The premiere is tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater, live, LA Live. And if you miss it out, don't worry, because it's in theaters everywhere on Friday, May the 18th. But if you'd like to go, how about the first two callers to get through right now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll go to the premiere of Battleship tomorrow night. Bobby Brown is back.
Yeah.
His first solo album in 14 years is coming out on June 5th.
Wow.
It's just announced. It's called The Masterpiece.
Nope, it's not.
Well, at least he's not setting expectations too high.
What a way to set yourself up to fail.
The Masterpiece will be released on June the 5th. You'll be hearing the lead single, Don't Let Me Die, in a few weeks. Is this from The Onion, or is this a real story?
No kidding.
Bobby will be all over TV towards the end of this month, doing promotions to sell his CD, of course.
One of his songs leaked onto the internet, and I have a clip.
Oh, I'd love to hear some new Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Polly had a red shirt.
Red, red shirt.
Red shirt.
Maybe we judged it too quickly. That is a masterpiece.
That is a masterpiece, yeah. Did you guys hear about this guy who changed his name to Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yes.
Come on.
His real name was like Tyler or something, but he thought Tyrannosaurus Rex made
him
cooler?
His name was Tyler Gold. Perfectly good name. Now his name is Tyrannosaurus Rex Joseph Gold.
Dumb.
Joseph. You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Hey, some countries, they do. The government decides what you can and cannot be named or name your kids.
In certain cases, and I hate the government, but in certain cases, that maybe should still happen.
What if your name was Asshor?
You're just being stupid. Get out of my court, he said. Especially when you hear his quote, you know this guy's just a massive douchebag. He said, and this is his statement, as an entrepreneur, name recognition is important, and the new name is more recognizable.
Wow.
Terrible name.
He also said in his public filing that the dinosaur name is just cooler.
Well, he's got a point.
Mm-hmm. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now we're talking about names. Congratulations to Alessandra Ambrosio. She had a baby on Monday. It's a baby boy. It's her second child with her fiance.
I don't believe that was enough bells.
Really? Three?
Thank
well,
you.
Well, remember now she's all stretched out. So
she looks fine.
No, she's all gummy.
Stop it.
She is. Gummy.
Didn't you, you partied with her at Coachella a couple years ago, right, Kevin?
I did. And by partied with her, I mean I was at the same party at with her. Right.
That was about 3.5 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Because People Magazine says she also has a 3.5-year-old daughter. Dun, dun, dun!
Interesting. Yeah.
There we go.
She was totally taken by me. I remember that. I'm not sure I remember it correctly, but
I think she was drugged and taken by you. And John Travolta has been...
Not right now.
Has been hit with yet another sexual battery lawsuit by yet another...
Will you let him get through the story?
Yet another male masseur. Just kind of redundant. $2 million this guy also wants. He also claims that Travolta inappropriately grabbed, rubbed, and caressed him, this time the upper thighs and buttocks region, as opposed to Monsieur Number One, who said it was basically the crotchal region. Travolta still had a who was sporting excitement in his nether regions, and he flipped over for Monsieur Number Two. He said he wanted his abdominals massaged. By the way, no one massages your stomach; it just doesn't happen.
But what if you worked out really hard?
I've had a ton of massages. I've had a ton of massages. It was okay. Now we're going to massage your stomach muscles and your internal organs. It just doesn't happen.
Lower.
So he flips over and says, "Oh, massage my abdominals!" And there he was in his raging glory.
How do you know? Maybe he didn't reach the abdominals.
Travolta refused to have himself covered with the sheet, claiming it was just too hot.
Sure.
You know how sweltering those sheets can be.
Sure. Those single little white sheets.
Indoors.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Another masseur saying, Travolta's out of control.
Look, we don't have any way of knowing what the truth is.
Right.
We're just all guessing as the information comes out. But yes. You hear the first story and you go, well, I don't know. Then the second guy comes along and then you start tilting in your mind a little bit that, wow, maybe there really is something here.
Plus, if you read the lawsuits, both of these, and I've read both these accounts, they're filled with very specific, weird...
Not generic made-up stuff?
Yeah, specific weird comments that he made in the course of what was going on. So strange to say, you said, if I was going to make this up, I wouldn't include it. So this is not something I would just pop into my mind to write into this lawsuit. And those kind of specifics always kind of make me think maybe something could be real or not.
Can you work on my Xenu just for a minute?
Apparently he would reach back and spread certain parts of his body while the massage was going on for masseur number two.
Oh, man.
As if he wanted certain rings of muscle to be massaged.
I am out at that point.
Today's...
You look like you dirted this yourself. I'm out.
Really? You want to massage that? I can't. How tense does that get? Today's celebrity birthdays. Audrina Patridge is 27 years old today. Rosario Dawson is 33. Lane Kiffin of the USC football program. He's their head coach. He's 37. Now they're back, right? They can compete again this season. They're eligible.
I think.
Okay, that's good news. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan. We met Wu-Tang Clan.
We did.
In Vegas, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She was very nice. 42 years old today. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 50 years old. And Billy Joel, he's 63. Now he can't start the fire. He's just too old.
File.
I'm just saying. This file thing's taken off, by the way. Smith and I were doing Hollywood Babylon in Solana Beach last night down in San Diego.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was great. The sold-out packed house and just...
fantastic.
Great, great crowd. But we were doing some joke. I think I was talking about Natalie Wood's daughter getting arrested for drug possession. And I said, her father's Robert Wagner. I said, he needs to have a heart-to-heart with this girl.
Right, which we rejected when you said it on the air.
And file, the whole crowd starts screaming file. So now the Hollywood Babylon audience has taken file to heart. And so
we don't need that.
We don't
need
that.
We all want it as part of real life, though.
Well, it's happening. It's happening. It's starting to creep into everyday life. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
A lot of shows still to come here on the Kevin Bean Show today, including Matt Green from the Los Angeles Kings. You going to be all right with that, Kevin? You going to be able to hold it together?
I am so excited.
I know you are. Tenacious D in studio coming up later on today as well. How about our old friend Matt Money Smith from the world famous Petrus and Money Show? I can't find my little phone ring. He joins us. Here we go. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Money, how are you, man?
I'm waiting for that phone ring to evolve.
Sorry.
You
wouldn't
have named phone ring for 20 damn years, Bean. Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, it gets Matt, the job done, Matt.
Matt wouldn't have spoken until he heard it. Nope. That's how it works.
Money, a lot of ground to cover. Obviously, very exciting having two teams in the NBA Finals, which is, you know, let's face it, there aren't many cities that can claim that. Maybe none this year. I don't know.
That's right.
But what's going on? I heard you say, I was listening a little bit to you and P, and I heard you say that closeout games are generally, what, hard? To win?
Yeah.
Why?
Turns out I have a different position than Andrew Bynum, who decided to say they were easy because he just poured on the team early and then they quit.
Bynum is an idiot.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Kev.
Okay.
I don't know what has happened, you know, we've talked about this every time I come on. This is a 23-year-old kid that is in line to make a $93 million guaranteed deal this offseason.
Yeah.
If his head is straight.
He's 23 going on 14, though.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny. Big men are just weird. They really are. And all basketball players of all the, I mean, you're going to talk to Greeny in a minute, and hockey players are the most normal. Because they kind of fit in with everyone else in society. You know, they're the same size. They're not these huge, muscly dudes. Basketball players are just awkward by nature. You know, the guy's 7 foot, and he was 7 foot when he was 17 years old. So they're just kind of, I don't know, they're tweakers.
But you don't have to know much about sports. I mean, the Kings just won in four straight. And in the fourth game, I told my kids, this is going to be the most difficult game because if they lose, they're out. This is the hard one. Anybody that watches sports knows that.
Well, the weird thing, too, about that, and I said this yesterday on the show, and I got, you know, the 500 emails of, you're a hater, they fired you, that's why you're saying it. And it's like, no, this is a bad matchup for the Lakers. This Denver Nuggets team, they're deep, they're athletic, they attack from the point position, and that has always been the Achilles heel of the Lakers. So they have problems. The Lakers will have problems with this team. To suggest that in a closeout game it's going to be easy and we'll pour it on early and they won't have a chance to get back into it, it was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, and Kobe in the post game last night, though, he did not ascribe much to that having any impact on the game. He's like, yeah, it probably didn't mean anything. I mean, is there such thing anymore as bulletin board material? Do you think it really hurt them?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the Nuggets played harder because that's what Andrew Bynum says. I think they believe they can win this series. I mean, they have one of the best coaches in the league in George Karl. They have great. They have, you know what? They have a lot of very good players. They don't have any great players. Like, the Lakers have three great players.
Right.
The Nuggets have about 10 really, really good players.
Do they still have Birdman?
They still have the Birdman, but he just sits out the bench looking all weird.
Yeah.
Why were the Lakers playing so sloppy last night?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One, they've kind of shifted away from getting the ball to Andrew Bynum because they're doubling so quick, just not to get too technical. I mean, anytime Andrew Bynum touches the ball, it seems like all five Nuggets surround him.
Right, which makes other Lakers open, and so he passes it back out.
And then what happens? Those guys that are open can't hit their shots.
Yep.
You know, and that's, you know, Ramon Sessions is 3 for 12 last night. The guy takes double the shots Andrew Bynum does. And makes three less. Bynum was, I think, 6 for 7 last night. Sessions 3 for 12. So now they're not hitting open shots. And you know what? The Nuggets are content to say, "Hey, Kobe, you want to fire away from the 3-point line? Please go ahead. Good luck. You're not going to make 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter again."
But let's face it. Here's the thing about that. He may.
Yeah.
Back to you, B.
You'd still put your money on the Lakers up 3-2, though. It's still their series to lose.
I don't think there's any way they don't get out of it. Well, there is a way. They lose two games.
Yeah.
They'll get out of this series. The bigger problem is they pull this against Oklahoma City, and they're done. I mean, they're done in five.
Because Oklahoma City is napping right now and enjoying it and you know, just doing nothing but resting up, waiting for whoever's going to win this series, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the Lakers. They have the three best players in this series, right? There is no one on the team that you would trade straight up for either Andrew Powell or Kobe.
Right.
On the Thunder, you might trade all three of those guys for any of those big three on the Nuggets. James Harden, Kevin Durant, or Russell Westbrook. I mean, you'd make a one-on-one swap for any three of those guys to find them. With Powell, and you'd probably get in the conversation for Westbrook or Durant with Kobe.
That's how good they are. That is saying something. All right, so three games to two. When do they play again? What's next for the Lakers?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, and that's back
in
Denver.
Friday night,
back in Denver.
Back in Denver, Mile High, and they look lethargic there. You know, you always hear about the altitude and how it affects teams, and you know, Kobe did not look like himself, and I think that has to do with him maybe still not being back 100% because he took all that time off, and you get that lung burn. And by the way, lung burn playing the Weenie Roasters.
Sure,
you get that lung burn in the middle of the first quarter, and it seemed like he was a little sluggish in those two games, so that's a bit of a concern.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Clippers, who are up 3-1 over Memphis and heading back to Memphis, right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, but think about it. They're up 3-1. The three games they win, 2 by 1 point, 1 in overtime. I mean, this has been, even if, you know, you're the most ardent of Laker fans and you hate anything Clipper-related, you're missing out if you're not watching this series. It has been unreal. It's by far, it really is the only truly compelling series in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And it has been everything we thought it was going to be, and more.
Is it going to come down to Game 7 in overtime?
I hope so. I mean, I really do. It's been so good. You would hate for it to be anything else. But it goes back to, you know, just again, the best player conversation. You know, the Clippers have the two best players in this series, and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. And, you know, this is a system versus star playoff. I mean, the Grizzlies play without question. I don't know what it is about the state of Tennessee. Nashville, the Predators play hockey the hardest of any team, and Memphis plays the hardest of any team in the NBA. They're just grinders, you know? I mean, they make you work for every single point you get, and it starts to wear on guys, and that's why Chris Paul has had to, you know, be superhuman out there on the court to get the Clippers these victories.
At least he's able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, for Clipper fans.
Yeah, exactly. Now, he's ridiculous.
He is.
Does it matter who wins this series when San Antonio is waiting in the wings?
Well, I don't think there's any question San Antonio would rather see the Grizzlies, even though they beat them last year in the first round. Just the athleticism of the Clippers when you're playing Tim Duncan 40 minutes, when you're playing Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, and you have the ability as the Clippers to really push tempo if you want, that might be the only way you can beat the Spurs. The Spurs, it still would be, I think, a massive upset if either of these teams beat the Spurs. The way they're playing, as deep as they are, they've kind of restocked that roster. So, yeah, with either the Lakers or the Clippers getting out of their second-round series if they make it there, I'd say it's probably 3-1 long shot.
The last thing I want to mention is just because we've had playoff games with both teams at Staples Center this year is, have you seen what an incredible difference the crowd has been for the Clippers versus the Lakers? I mean, you forget how loud that place can get until you go to a Clippers game.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of always been, well, you know what, that's not true. It hasn't always been the MO for the Clippers because that place has been 40% full for the majority of their time inside that building.
But now they deserve it, and they deserve that kind of cheering.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You hate to say it. You don't want to put it on the rich, but I mean, you know, there are more blue collar fans that can't really afford to sit in that lower bowl. I mean, you know, the prices for the Clippers in the lower bowl are the prices for that second tier at Laker games.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have a little more boisterous crowd that isn't so too cool for school sitting in their fancy $400 jeans. You know,
right. Exactly.
You can buy jeans for $400? What a waste.
Where are you getting these deals?
The hell?
Hey, we are 1,000% out of time, money, but we have to ask. Dave says your favorite ice cream treat is coming back to Dodger Stadium. Your thoughts?
I mean, was this something I carried the torch on while at K-Rock for the decade I was doing
sports?
Yes, you did. By yourself.
The greatest baseball game treat of all time. The man was out of Whittier, put out of business when Frank McCourt or Fox came in and cut that contract. And now word is this new ownership group wants them to fire up those freaking ice cream makers and get it going again and selling them again out there at Dodger Stadium.
That is the power of Matt Money Smith.
That's what I'm talking about.
He says something, and a mere 5 years later, there's movement on it.
It's actually been about 8 years later.
All right. The Petrus and Money Show airs 4 to 7 in the afternoons on AM 570. PetrusandMoney.com is the website. Thanks for coming on, Money.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you. Do you think that part of the reason John Travolta is fighting back so vehemently against these masseuse charges is that he, for a long time, has been trying to fight back on the rumors that he is gay? Just fuel to the fire?
Sure. Of course.
I think it goes beyond just, hey, I disagree with your interpretation of the events when we were we were in the same room together. Not only that, I wouldn't do that because I'm not gay, as many people have suspected. I wonder if that's part of what's happening here.
He has been very litigious when this has come up. And anyway, there was a story in the National Enquirer about him kissing another guy coming off a plane. I don't remember those photos that were published or not.
Sure.
He sued them because the allegations they made there, they were in a relationship.
It's the Tom Cruise approach. Yeah.
What do they have in common?
Nothing at all. Not a darn
thing.
We're going to look for your phone calls if you're a masseuse or a masseur. And you can tell us about working this delicate line about
your clients let you know they want more than just the therapeutic relief of massage.
Right. It has to happen all the time in 100 different ways.
Well, you know, we're going to get some guys say, yeah, ladies are always wanting me to take care of them when I give them massages.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah. So we got that story. Don't bother calling.
Oh, so we don't want it in that direction. We don't want it if it's males massaging.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, no. It's fine.
I'm just saying
there's going to be guys who brag and say, yeah, the ladies are always coming on to me when I'm giving them massages. We always run into that every time we have one of these.
What I'm looking for from the masseurs and masseuses is how did the person attempt to get you to go further?
Right. Unwanted sexual contact with you and the clients. They don't understand that this is a therapeutic, legitimate service you're providing. It's not naked fun time.
Okay. But for a lot of people who are working, that is an extra service that is available, right? How do you know it would be illegal to advertise it? So how is the client supposed to know whether it's okay to request the dessert?
There are...
Dessert. Good word.
There are ways to go about ordering dessert, and there's a way you go about ordering a meal.
Do you want to tell your story?
Well, mine, it was uncommon, but... I was at a high-end hotel spa, and I was getting a massage from a young lady, and she recognized that I was enjoying it perhaps more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started to allude to, is there anything else I can do for you? And I said, well, you know, what I would like you to do for me, you're not allowed to do. She said,
sweet.
And she said, well, I can do anything in relation to your generosity, I think she said. If you're willing to compensate me on the back end, then maybe we could work something out.
You're going to compensate her on the back end?
I think in terms of what I was going to tip her.
Oh, I see.
And I said, well, I would certainly be very generous and very grateful if that was to happen.
Because as you can see, I need help.
And so it happened.
Otherwise, I can't get up from this table.
So obviously, she was someone who had made a choice for herself that when she chose to, she could make extra money by performing that service, you know.
But what's to stop you in that situation, Ralph? And you did the right thing, by the way. But what's to stop you into thinking, is this in trouble? Am I about to proposition a police officer and end up in jail?
Because she brought it up, sort of.
No, what she did is say, is there anything else I could do for you? And then Ralph, in his response, I think is the one who kind of led it.
I said, what I would like you to do for me, you can't do.
You can't.
Right.
We can't
so he
do that.
Did not request
it. I think they could entrap him.
I think that was
and
safe.
I think to hire a girl to go through massage therapy class and then get her a job at a major hotel resort spa, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
get a guy for a misdemeanor, lewd, and lascivious charge.
Yeah. When we were talking about this story yesterday, Ralph, and I'm the most naive in the world when it comes to stuff like this, because I hate massages and I hate people
massages
touching me.
Massages is the best thing in the world.
Hate them so much.
It's the only reason I have money. Massages and limousines.
When I asked you about this, you said that the employee will let you know if something is available.
Right.
You don't
that's
need to
when
bring it up,
she
right?
said, is there anything else I can do for
right.
you?
Right. So basically, we're looking for people who don't follow the rules right now to call us. People who work in this industry who have the client try to force the issue.
Right.
That's what we're looking
because
for.
Because the problem is that the people... You can go to certain websites and stuff and order people who claim to give full service body massages or sensual massages, they're called. I mean, there's ways you can get people who do that specifically.
Is full service the
that's
is that
one
the code
of the codes,
word?
Yeah. Okay. And so that skews the perception of the whole occupation for people who are genuine certified massage therapists, CMTs, who don't do any of that, who don't cross that line, who treat it very much as a therapeutic service, that it's a non-sexual, non-sensual thing.
But if it's non-sexual, non-sensual, and you say,
I sort of have a boner.
That's probably not okay.
That's probably not okay.
What's the percentage of both kinds, do you think, Ralph?
I think the vast majority of people who are massage therapists are legitimate.
Who do not.
Do not do sexual favors on any level. And I think their jobs are complicated by the people who do perform this. And most of the people who do that, who will go on websites and say, you know, I'll give you a body rub or something. They have all kinds of catchphrases and coin phrases for that kind of thing, aren't certified, don't have legitimate licenses, and they're doing it just to It's a form of lesser prostitution. You know, they don't have to do actual sex.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we want to hear your stories. You've been working out in the field. How has this played out in your business? What have you heard? What's been their approach to try to up it to the next level? We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Just to be on the safe side, if you massage John Travolta, I would say don't call, right?
What?
We don't want to get involved in any of that.
$2 million.
All right, coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we're looking for your stories as a masseuse or masseur as a result of this John Travolta story being in the news. It kind of has called back into focus. How does that whole thing work where you're looking for a little something extra in the massage? How does the client bring it up to you? I would imagine it'd be a very dangerous business to be in, by the way. Let's start with Christy. Christy's on line 3, and she gets us going at 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Christy. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, I'm a longtime massage therapist. I've been chased around the table a time or two.
You've been chased around the table?
Yes. Yes. What? Actually,
who are you massaging? Benny Hill?
Why would they chase you around the table? Why wouldn't you just leave?
Well, you know, they're pretty harmless. You're in the power position because you're dressed, and they're naked and kind of running around and chasing you, and you really just kind of do a bad dog, you know, smack on the nose and say, dude.
Bad dog? Really?
Right. They're not their nose is the problem. That's the thing.
So you just make it clear to them, hey, that service is not available. Get back on the table.
That's right. But, you know, people do have creative ways of letting you know. You know, if they kind of just hold out a 20 between their fingers, or if you ignore that, they'll kind of flick it at you.
Really?
Making it rain?
That's
and
funny.
You know what? You dropped your money and put it.
This 20 is not for anything in particular. I'm just holding it, and I'm going
to
drop it.
What if I were to drop this $20
bill? What happens then?
All right. Thank you very much, Christy. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Amanda. She is on line 1, and she's got a story that is a little reminiscent of some of the claims against John Travolta that are probably not true.
Right.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
What happened?
I was a massage therapist, and I was giving a guy a massage, and he just reaches down, grabs his man parts, whips it out, and says, I don't know about you, but after a long night of drinking, I get really horny the next day.
Wow. So he was pretty direct in that approach.
He was very direct. And I just looked at him and I said, I'm very professional. You can either put that away and we can finish, or I'm leaving.
Sweet. And he said, I'm trying to finish, but you won't help me.
So what did he do, Amanda?
He put it away, and he rolled over onto his stomach, and I finished the massage and left.
Let me ask you a question. How often does that happen?
All the time. I actually had to end up getting out of the business because it happened so many times.
Really?
I had a couple of really long-term clients that ended up making passes at me, and once they do that, you just don't feel comfortable being around them anymore.
Look, that's too bad. I don't want to challenge you or anything, but you could have made a lot of money.
I could have.
All right. Just checking.
Maybe she doesn't want to make money that way.
All right.
Now, do you think what Ralph was saying is true that made total sense to me is because so many other people offer that service, clients have kind of come to expect it from everyone, right?
Absolutely.
Were you in home, Amanda? Did you travel or did you have a location where people would come to you?
I did private massages, so both. Sometimes people would come to me and sometimes I would go to their homes. And it was always the people who I went to their place that ended up.
Yeah,
suggesting other things.
I was thinking that if you go to someone's home or hotel room, they're probably a lot more bold in that situation.
Oh, absolutely. There's no fear.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Thank you.
Poor Amanda. She set it hot. Shame she got out of the business.
She sure did.
I'd like to give her some
maybe
extra
you could
cash.
Talk her back into the business, Ralph. Let's try Jay. I want to hear from at least one guy who had girls trying to get more.
I believe this, too. Ralph, you're rolling your eyes, but I think...
It could happen.
I think the housewife...
Let's wait and hear Jay before we decide.
Jay, tell your story.
Basically, my experience, it's been the middle-aged housewives more than any gay guys that I've ever massaged. The women would be, like, super forward. They would, when I was sitting behind them, kind of like, I guess, chest level or, you know, right behind their head, they would lift up the sheet and flash me. They would say that I touched them in a way that their husbands never could. A couple times it got pretty uncomfortable, but they were pretty forward about it.
Did you ever take them up on it?
That's how I met my girlfriend, actually.
Really?
How about that? So she was hot enough, you said, morals be damned, this is good stuff right here.
Pretty much. We've been together like 3 years now, though, so I feel like it's all right.
Are you still a masseur?
No, I stopped. I moved up to San Francisco for a while, and when I came back, there was actually so many problems with people, you know, with the happy endings and all that stuff, that they changed all the licensing laws.
Oh, I see.
A couple years ago.
Okay. Ralph, what do you think? I think it sounds like a fairly legitimate story.
Sounds legit. Yeah.
Because I would believe that it's a safe way to get some action outside of your whatever your situation is.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
All right. Jay, thank you very much for the call. I think that's a great place to end it. So
I want to talk to Alan. Poor Alan. He's a guy in a rough situation.
Hey, yeah. we're just biting into your showbiz time. If you want to take it, we'll take Alan.
He may have been working with John Travolta, it sounds like.
Hey, Alan.
Hey there. I'm a massage therapist in Las Vegas.
All right, mistake number one, Vegas.
That must be the craziest place in the world to do this.
That has to be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
The problem is you get a lot of tourists who are just, you know, that bold after night of drinking. And then it's not really the gay guys you have to worry about. It's the married straight guy that you think are straight that
try to get
that little extra going on because they just don't know how to approach it in their normal run-of-the-day lives.
I see. So that's, again, a safe way for them to play out a fantasy that they can't do at home.
Correct. I mean,
and what was your policy on that when they asked for a little something extra? Were you a yes or a no?
Hell no.
He was a how much?
He was a hell no.
No. They're usually subtle. They try to spread their legs a little more than normal and all that.
Why are you doing the split, sir? I'm just massaging.
Yeah. Remember, Psycho Mike said he would do the bridge. He would try to raise his pelvis off the ground.
The human bridge. Try to move that area closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of spotted early, but once, you know, one guy sort of just tried to rip off the sheet and just sort of pleasuring himself.
Really? Oh, that's a little bold.
Subtle.
Yeah. All right, here's the robe. Thank you, sir. I'm done. I'm out. Come on out when you're done.
Five seconds later, he was out smoking a cigarette.
Alan, when you heard the details of this Travolta suit, it didn't sound anything like anything you hadn't seen before. I mean, this sounds like fairly typical behavior with some guys, right?
So, I mean, it's not too often, but some guys, it's very just normal. That's just the way they do it, especially if they've received it
in
prior experiences.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Fantastic. Great call. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody, too. Matt Green from Los Angeles Kings coming up. Plus, Ralph's got the showbiz beat right after this on the world-famous camera.
Circle K invites you to try their cure for the common wiener. Made of 100% beef and 20% bigger than the competition, they're sure to give anyone near you a serious case of hot dog envy.
That's a lot of beef.
Circle K premium all-beef hot dogs. So much beef.
So much beef.
Sorry, I said it wrong.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a world-famous K-Rock at 7:54.
Sounds like Lisa's giving happy endings at the Circle K. So much like beef. Yeah. How about those buns?
I think anywhere Lisa goes is a good time.
Before I get to showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away to Battleship. I'm not sure how many I have left now. I think we,
Hey, Dave, how many do we have left now for Battleship?
How many Battleship tickets do I have left, Dave? How many pairs?
Four.
I have four left. Let's give away two then, right now. Right. Go to the premiere of Battleship tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater at LA Live. It's in theaters everywhere Friday, May the 18th, but you'll get to see it before anybody else, along with the stars like Liam Neeson, Brooklyn Decker, Rihanna, Alexander Skarsgård, Taylor Kitsch. They'll all be there for Battleship tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater, LA Live. First two callers to get through at 1-800-520-1067.
By the way, good hustle, Dave.
We'll win.
Back to you.
He's probably busy. He's probably busy doing producer stuff.
He's not doing anything.
While we're talking about movies, this is good news for me and people like me. Kick-Ass. Did you guys see Kick-Ass when
it
came
out?
Loved that movie.
Yep.
Matthew Vaughn wrote and directed the film about the superhero who was not quite super. Aaron Johnson starred Chloe Moretz. That's where we first got introduced to her as Hit Girl in that. Christopher Mintz-Plasse played the bad guy in that, if you remember. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been some talk about a sequel for some time, and it looked like it was unlikely at best, but Universal Pictures surprisingly announced to everybody yesterday that they are going to make and distribute Kick-Ass 2, maybe as soon as 2013. The entire cast has been said to being signed to reprise their roles. That means Chloe Moretz will be back, and I'm concerned.
Why?
Why?
Because in the comics, Hit Girl is a little girl. That's kind of the shock of it. She's the little girl with a foul mouth. Chloe's almost grown up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like a 14, 15-year-old girl, but...
Well, I think you comic book geeks will live.
How dare you,
age
sir?
Age changes by a couple of years.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it, so we'll wait and see. That movie grossed $103 million. Excuse me.
Wow.
$103 million worldwide, so...
Wow.
It'll be back. Looking forward to it. While we're talking about films, the Wanda Group is a Chinese company that reportedly is close to purchasing AMC Theaters.
Really?
America's second biggest movie theater chain. Now, here's the concern. Because they are Chinese, the Chinese have a very different set of censorship rules when it comes to their movies.
No.
People are speculating if they were to buy American theaters, would they put the same restrictions on the films shown in those theaters as they do in their theaters in China?
Nah, they want to make money.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet this is just a cash grab.
They want to make money in China, too.
Yeah, but more they want to control in China.
Yeah. Steal them from us for China. They don't have to
actually
pay for them.
That's what they're going
to
do. You're right.
For example, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End was censored in China because the pirate character played by Chow Yun-Fat, they believed, was demonized.
Wow.
Yeah. Judi Dench had to re-record lines for the Chinese release of Casino Royale because they thought some of the lines referring to the Cold War were anti-Chinese. And, of course, famously, Kate Winslet's breasts were cut out of Titanic 3D.
So that's not acceptable.
Because the Chinese government thought people might try to reach out and touch them, interrupting other people's viewing. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But people are speculating. Could be tough.
We need to learn Chinese, don't we?
I think we do. And Eva Green, who was in Casino Royale with Daniel Craig, is in the upcoming movie Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp. And she said she's had a hard time early in her career because casting directors thought she was too fat.
Have you seen
Eva Green?
Yes. She's never been fat a day in her life.
What?
When she started working, casting directors suggested she would drop a few pounds earlier in her career. She said she tried, but she simply couldn't take it. Dieting made her very depressed, and she said cutting back on her food intake is absolute hell to her, so she doesn't bother anymore.
She looks beautiful.
Well, she's a zero, too. She's tiny. Can't imagine. She walked into somebody's casting office and said, well, yeah, fatty, if you want to be in this movie, you better get on a treadmill.
It looked like Angelina Jolie with twig arms
and twig
legs.
Tough to be an actress in this town.
Sure is.
Crazy. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Billy Joel is 63 years old today. Audrina Patridge celebrates her 27th birthday.
Now that's a fat ass right there.
Oh, she's huge.
Audrina.
What's wrong with
Boink.
Rosario Dawson, she's 33 years old. Lane Kiffin, coach of the USC football program. He is 37. Ghostface Killa of Wu-Tang Clan is 42. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode celebrates his 50th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I don't think there's any better idol than to idolize than Matt Green. You know, he's big. You know, he's kind of got reddish blonde hair, and I just think that's, you know, that's awesome.
And Green wants to go.
Here we go.
Hit on O'Sullivan. Green came in, wanted to go.
And there's Green, a big hit on Ino, who won't be his friend. And now Jackman drops him with Green. Green's trying to keep this tight here.
Gloves come down. Matt Green.
Now we're going to get a scrap out at center ice here. Matt Green of the Kings.
You got to know where the photographers are going to be. Like, I don't even hit guys at certain points of the ice. You know why? There's no camera. It's not going to be on film.
Okay.
Why do it? Unless you're actually getting the footage, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, a hard check there on the right side. That check thrown by Green.
Mark Hardy talked about something to get the Kings going. Big hit there by Green.
Brown was beat. He had a couple of big shorthanded goals in the last round, and he sets one up here. As Matt Green followed up and hammered it home, a shorthanded goal by the Los Angeles Kings.
Seed in NHL history to knock off the number one and the number two seeds in the same playoff year. Up next, Phoenix Coyotes. Check it out. Matt Green from the Los Angeles Kings on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Matt. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. After you scored that goal, the announcer said, Matt Green of all people. Now, I know you don't score a lot of goals, but for God's sakes, does he have to disparage you when you're scoring the goal?
I didn't even know it was me either. That kind of blacked out there. I think it's pretty surprising.
Matt Green plays defense for the Los Angeles Kings, and it must have been a frustrating season for you as the team was assembled, and the team was much better than it was playing, and we couldn't score goals, and we were 29th in scoring in the league. And yet, that's not really your role. You know, like, you can't really help that part a whole lot. How did that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you can only concentrate on what you can do, though, too. I mean, we knew we had to be, for whatever reason, we weren't scoring goals, and so we almost had to be better defensively. And and really, really buckle down, because if we were going to give up three goals, you know, chances are we were going to have a tough time winning that game. So it was frustrating, but it was just more frustrating because, you know, you're so tight with a lot of these guys who are supposed to be putting up goals, and to see them struggle and see them kind of get down, that was the tough part. You know, a lot of guys definitely weren't having the happiest of times this year.
It was a tough year all year until you guys peaked at the exact right time. Then you met Vancouver in the playoffs as the number 8 seed. They were the number 1 seed, and you beat them twice in their arena. When did you get the feeling, hey, we could actually put these guys away and move on to round 2?
Right away. I think we played them well. You know, both times we were up there this year, and we were up there a couple of years in the playoffs. I think we played well up there both times. You know, we were up there too, and I think you know, we were excited to get going and to get ready, and we knew if we started quick, we'd be fine.
Do you guys pay much attention to the prognosis going into the playoffs? I mean, you couldn't find anyone who picked the Kings to go this far. And is that something that you guys see and talk about, or just you shut everything out and you just concentrate on what's happening in the locker room and on the ice?
No, we're fine with it. Nobody really talked about it. But I mean, at the end of the day, coming down to the last two games of the year, we could have finished 8th. We could have been out of it, or we could have finished 3rd. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy this year with how tight the West is, and where you just match up against teams. So we weren't really too concerned about where we were finishing. Obviously, we wanted home ice, but when that didn't come, we were just happy to get in because we knew we could cause some trouble once we just got into the playoffs.
As a Kings fan, I would like to suggest that perhaps you lock up the playoffs short of 2 games left.
Yeah, I would too. I could get those too. That was part of the year. I'd much rather lock it up with 10 to go or something like that. But yeah, it's been hectic the last 2 years.
Tell us about
the wire down the clinch.
And by the way, when Bean was talking about the prognosticators, I was watching the NHL Network before the Vancouver series, and I couldn't find a single sports writer that gave the Kings, you know, thought the Kings would beat Vancouver.
And Kevin, that's why you should have gone to Las Vegas and put some money down, because you said all along they were going to win.
Well, they, Matt,
you were betting with your heart, but still.
No, I wasn't. Matt, tell me about the building of this team and how, because it seems to me like anybody that didn't follow the Kings, I can see how you wouldn't understand what was going on. But if you were following what was happening and you're following the trades and the Mike Richards and the Jeff Carter and all the different people that were brought in, this is a team that was built to go all the way to the Stanley Cup. It didn't look like you were going to for a long time, but it was built much earlier in the year.
Yeah, no, I think we came off of last year, and it's pretty disappointing losing to San Jose like we did, but you know, I think it just kind of showed through with just playoff experience. When we went in there, we lost 3 overtime games against San Jose in that series, and that was a difference. I mean, obviously, if you lose 3 games, it's going to be the difference. But you know, we just couldn't seem to get that, you know, to get those wins in overtime. And so over the summer, they make that trade for Mike Richards, probably one of the best, probably top 5 best, youngest, most playoff proven players in the league right now, and you go out and make a move for him. And then another big move, too, was just getting Kopitar back. I mean, he broke his leg last year before playoffs.
Yeah.
You get your number 1 center back, and now you get a number 2 center. And then we still couldn't get the scoring going, and they went out and they got Jeff Carter, another guy who's done, you know, proven scorer in the playoffs and had a big-time goal scorer for us. So I think they did a good job of building this team for the playoffs and making sure guys are ready for the long run. And then it was just kind of us to get in there.
Speaking of players.
Luckily, we did.
Speaking of players, you would not be in the playoffs, I don't think, without Jonathan Quick.
Not a chance. Not a chance. He's unbelievable. I think if you score as many goals as we did this year and even have a chance to get in, it's definitely a goaltending. It's really got nothing to do with your D at that point. I mean, you got to have the guy who's just playing out of his mind back there. That's what he's done for us every night.
It has to make you feel good, too, as a defender. Like, oh, I screwed that up. Oh, thank God he stopped it.
Oh, it makes you look so good. You know, because that probably happens 3 times a game where I'm like, oh, no. Yeah.
But isn't that what makes this Phoenix series coming up to potentially on paper to be a tough one to call, because they have one of the best goalies in the NHL, too, in Mike Smith. I mean, he has been in the playoffs. He's been, you know, every bit as good as Quick, right?
Absolutely. Even when we played during the year, I think we had a lot of just, you know, we had a couple games. We had 1 game for sure that just went 0-0 all the way in overtime. A bunch of other low scoring games. I mean, a lot of overtime games against these guys. So it's going to be tight. And And Mike Smith, he's a great goalie. He handles the puck really well. And now, same thing, too. The two series that he's been in there, he's just been playing lights out. So we got to find a way to get to him, find a way to get pucks on him and through him and see what happens.
I haven't seen the schedule yet. When's the first game?
I think we'll know more tonight after okay. What happens with the Rangers series here. But I think they're telling us to shoot for Saturday or Sunday.
So Saturday or Sunday will be the Kings' first playoff game for the Western Conference Finals. You win that series and you go to the Cup. That has to be a weird feeling as a hockey player because you know from experience you don't get that opportunity very often.
No, it's definitely weird. You know, that's why playoffs right now, if you can, you can make it through a couple of rounds, you got to take advantage of it. You know, this doesn't happen every year. You know, and it's something they definitely figure out. I went to the finals my rookie year, and I just thought, we'll be back next year. We'll just be better. And, didn't even come close till 6 years later, I guess, now. So it's nuts how time flies and how special it actually is and how hard it is to get to this point. So you got to make sure you take advantage of it.
You guys that play defense and especially the guys that fight, it seems like you never – take care of what happens to your face. I've played poker next to you, and you have your nose is crooked, and you have a black eye, and maybe you're bleeding from a lip, and it's just like you, whatever. I guess you just realize it's going to be that way through the end of the season, right?
Yeah, you just kind of stop the bleeding when you can, I guess. Hopefully, I'm not bleeding in public too much.
No, I didn't mean bleeding, but I mean you could tell you have a fat lip or whatever from getting hit or hitting the ice or the puck or whatever.
Yeah, you just kind of deal with it, I guess. You get used to it. I mean, once your nose gets broken once, I think it's going to be crooked forever. So the third and fourth time, you just kind of get over it. And then hopefully you find a girl who's more into personality.
You find yourself dating a lot of blind chicks. Thank God girls are that way a lot more than guys. Mm-hmm. And one last thing. I know the superstition of not shaving through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Nobody shaves. Now, Dustin Brown is the captain. And I think he was second in the league in hits overall. Like, he demolishes people. He's the most testosterone-driven guy I've ever seen. Boy, he can't grow a beard. Man, no, does that look bad.
He's got some pretty good mutton chops coming in, though.
Does he?
Some pretty thick ones on the side. A lot of guys have bad beards, myself included.
But you can at least grow it.
Yeah, in some places. I get a lot of the Joe Dirt, splotchy white trash look going here, too, so... It's tough for some guys.
I love Dustin Brown, don't get me wrong, but man, oh man, every time I see him, it's like, he's got to put on a fake beard or something.
Yeah, maybe a fake goatee or something, just even it out.
There you go.
Exactly. Well, Kevin's not lying when he tells you he's been a Kings fan since the day he moved to town, and it's very exciting for him and all the Kings fans who haven't had a chance to see you go this far in the playoffs in a long, long time, Matt. So keep up the good work, man. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start.
Dude, that was TNT.
I'm gonna s*** you gently. They formed a band, they named Janisha's D. And then they got to pick a destiny. Cause it's a play, a destiny child. Rocking and freaking rolling and freaking rocking and freaking rolling and freaking
the government totally sucks, you mother trucker.
The government totally sucks.
Sorry, guys. We're out of time. Thanks for coming by.
Wow.
Good to see you. Appreciate the time.
We did it. You played
That's
us.
That's all you need,
you played
man.
Us finally.
What a package.
It was a retrospective. You know, we were ready for your deaths, but it worked.
Someone spent some time on that.
That's our man Omar in the next
on that little presentation. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Omar.
Impressive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D, the world's greatest rock band. If you don't believe it, just ask them. They are back with a brand new album called Rise of the Phoenix, all spelled wrong, too. Available May 15th. Hey.
That's not true. Of and the were properly
spelled.
No, you're
spelled. Right about
correct.
That. Yeah. How you been, guys? Welcome back. Great to see you.
Thank you, man. It's great to be here with a fresh offering.
It's an honor.
Finally, a fresh offering. Tell us about the fresh offering, please.
Well, it feels very good to have a masterpiece on our hands again. It's been 6 years. Mm-hmm. We worked very hard, nose to the grindstone, in a little shack in Mexico that we rented.
Yeah.
And we never came out, and we never saw sunlight unless I had to do a big cheesy movie. Mm-hmm. And then I would come right back to the shack and work with Cage tirelessly. And finally, we dug deep enough that we were like, this is awesome.
And I get the impression, tell me if I'm wrong about this, please, Jack Black, but that the D is all you really want to spend your time on, and the other stuff you just do because the fans demand it.
God, I wish that was true.
No. I like doing the side things, too. But, yeah, the D has always been the main course, the main source of inspiration.
When I look at you, in spite of all the movies that I've seen you in, I think D.
Do you?
Yeah,
that is my main identity.
All right.
Absolutely.
All things spring from D.
Now, Rise of the Phoenix, you're doing a few interesting things. First of all, you seem to have a film crew that follows you everywhere you go to. Every time you pick your nose, you've got a camera on it. What's that about? What's the purpose of this much footage?
We're like Madonna now. We have to capture all the magic.
You going to make a movie?
This is actually, no, the camera crew, we just started, they followed us starting today.
Okay.
It's not, this isn't a normal thing, I'm sorry.
We don't
that
care.
We brought a big posse of cameras filming all of us today.
It does look a little self-important.
It just makes our little point-and-shoot cameras look pretty cheap.
Well, right. You know what it is? It's because we got this concert tomorrow, and they're documenting all of it.
Oh, you're playing tomorrow? Where?
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
Is it the Rose Bowl?
No, I can't tell you. Maybe. I can't tell you.
Dodger Stadium?
It's a much more intimate venue.
It's so small and intimate.
Okay.
We can't even disclose.
But I can tell you that it is a dining establishment. Is that too much, Cage? Did I give away too much?
You might have given it up.
A dining establishment?
We're going to be playing in a place where food is served. And it's in Los Angeles County. Is that accurate?
That's
not accurate.
That's enough. I don't think we need to say anything more.
Narrows it down.
There are maybe tens of millions of those.
I know.
So
exactly.
You haven't really narrowed it.
Well, okay, I don't want to narrow it.
Okay. All right.
Help me understand. Why are you having a secret location concert? There's lots of D fans. You wouldn't have any trouble drawing a crowd wherever you chose to play.
Why are we doing this?
Why
this is
this
stupid?
I don't even know why.
I just want to see the people who are just there to eat.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have anything to do with the D, but you're going to be blasting right in their faces. I love that.
Well, we want it to be kind of like when U2 played on the roof of that joint, and then all of a sudden it was like the Beatles again.
They're shutting us down.
Yeah, we want the cops to come and shut it down.
But no one was eating on the roof.
You do have to say that with an Irish accent tomorrow, though, when it comes time to shut the thing down, though.
That's our spin on it. There's going to be barbecue
all right,
sauce.
So what do you want?
Oh,
you
no.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, I just narrowed it down.
Barbecue sauce.
Now there's only 10,000 places.
All right, let me ask this question, and please don't answer if it's too much. Are you on the north or the south side of the 101?
No
in
way.
Los Angeles
no,
County?
No, no, no. Don't man. Give him no. that, Cage. Don't man. Give him that. I don't even know.
That was tricky.
I always get confused when it comes to the 101. It's like east, west, north, and south. It turns into the Twilight Freeway.
It is named everything, so it can't really help.
All right. How about, is it in the valley?
All right, well, I have a question.
Obviously, it is. Because
okay,
of
it
that
is,
weird
it is
silence.
In the valley. All right, it is, and it involves barbecue sauce.
Okay, we've already said way too much.
It's a restaurant.
The barbecue sauce. It's
on another topic, where is it? All right, we need to take a break.
No, hold on a second. Hold on. Because this is like we're cross-examining witnesses on the stand, and we're getting ready. We're almost going to get them to crack here, Kevin. If we just
in 10
couple
minutes,
more
we're going to send them to a black site for the CIA and have them tortured.
I don't know why the site's got to be black.
I don't either.
So what you're hoping is that a few very crafty, clever, in the know, smart D fans will know about it and they'll be there, and then other people who are just walking by or driving by or something like that will start spreading the word and calling their friends on their cell phone, going, "Oh my God, you're not going to believe what's happening here! A concert has broken out at this establishment." And that people just start coming from all over the world to come see you, right?
You know, when you've got a masterpiece on your hand, it's always about how are you going to promote this thing properly. And we just thought this is the perfect way to release some of the new material live.
That sounds dirty.
While people are enjoying a delicious meal, it just felt right.
Are you afraid that the heat that's coming off of your music will melt this establishment to the ground?
It's a great question.
Very fair. Very fair.
That's
point.
I don't even
point,
think,
right?
I don't even think we're amplified for this one, are we?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Are you guys doing the acoustic thing, or are you bringing the whole band?
We are just going acoustic. It's just me and Rage Cage.
Is that because of space?
Yes, but
got
also
some more bean. Pretty small place.
Pretty it's small just place. You know, okay. We want it to be like when you go to a delicious Mexican establishment and they got the mariachis playing. Mm-hmm. We just want it to be me and Cage just coming to your table and just blowing your minds while your taste buds are exploding.
And we give you $5.
Yeah, give you an eargasm while you're having a mouthgasm.
I like it.
Are you asking for tips? Are you passing a hat?
No,
you know
these
need
are
that.
These are freebies.
All right.
The album's called Rise of the Phoenix. It's coming out on May the 15th. The Tenacious D Band is here, Jack and Kyle. We're going to talk more about the event tomorrow. Maybe we'll try to squeeze a few more hints out of it so you can be there in person. We'll also play a couple of tracks from the album. And you guys are going to you're gonna try to play something live for us acoustic here too, right?
Yes, we are going to try.
We're going to try.
The D is here, back on K-Rock. We'll return in a moment on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tenacious D in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's Jack over there, and there's Kyle right there. Rise of the Phoenix is coming out on May the 15th. You know, you guys, as I look over the discography here, you guys are not prolific in terms of coming out with albums.
Yeah, but we've thrown in some DVDs in there, too, so we're kind of...
Yes, you have.
If you count those, we're prolific.
Tenacious D came out, the debut album came out in 2001, and has the Pick of Destiny already been since 2006? Is it really that long ago? What?
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, we wait. We wait and build up until it's the best album of its time.
And that's what Rise of the Phoenix is going to be on May 15th when it comes out.
Have you heard it?
I've heard, parts of it. A couple of songs. In fact, we're going to play a couple of clips for you right now.
Oh, sweet.
We have Rise of the Phoenix. We have a clip for Rise of the Phoenix. You want to tell us... where this came from or anything about it?
Rise of the Phoenix is the theme of the album. And this is the title track.
Right.
And it's all about how our last album, Pick of Destiny, was critically maligned, if you will. We got horrible reviews.
It was panned a bit.
It did not sell very well.
Right.
It was a misunderstood masterpiece. We went into a deep depression, but then we decided, now, F that. This thing will not kill us. We will come back stronger. Like the Phoenix. It's the rise of the Phoenix. It's the call of the talent. And you'll know when you see the tenacious
thing. Come on, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's strong. Right? No, it is strong. And in the video, you do everything that anyone who ever wanted to grow up and be in a rock band can possibly want to do. I mean, laser shooting out of your eyes and everything happens in this video, right?
It's true. And it also, it's like an emotional roller coaster because one minute we're super confident and then the next minute we're just super sensitive and depressed. And then we get the confidence back. It's a lot like life, the song.
It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster of emotions.
That's true.
And low-hanging fruit, we have a clip from that. That's also from Rise of the Phoenix, correct?
Yeah, well, this one is just about sex. It's about...
sex.
What would you say, Kyle? What's it about?
Well, it's about women that are
women.
Maybe, yeah,
sex
more available.
Oh, come on.
No, it's that, see,
low-hanging fruit.
This is the theory behind low-hanging fruit, is that the low-hanging fruit is actually more delicious.
Oh.
We put the high-hanging fruit up on a pedestal, you know, your supermodels and your thing. But when it comes right down to it, you would really rather have the low-hanging fruit.
Because they earn it. They work on it.
Well, they're juicier.
That's true.
We need the low-hanging fruit to get the flip-flops on with hot red potatoes and the buff-flops on with fried green tomatoes. And she loves that song. We sing for the ladies. Come on. Oh, my God.
I wish I could see you guys tomorrow night sometime. That'd
sorry,
cool.
man. Oh. It's a secret.
If there only there's a way you could.
You don't just entertain. You educate. That's what I learned from your music. all right, let's talk about the Super Secret Show one more time. And the band is going to perform here in a couple of minutes. So we're not allowed to say where it is, but it involves barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds to me like it is in the San Fernando Valley. It's going to be at what time tomorrow?
In the afternoon, right? Are we talking 2:30? Was that what we were saying?
I think 3.
3 o'clock, yeah.
That is 3 o'clock.
That's really an off hour to be eating.
I know.
It's an off hour to be performing, by the way, both.
Is there any way you can tell from the name of the place whether it's... How can I say? I don't want to give too much away. But is it American food?
No.
Or is it... Would you say that's more likely that it's
what else could it be?
Nice
barbecue.
Barbecue.
Oh, it could have been. It could have been like a Cuban barbecue or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It could have been. It's not Korean barbecue.
Is there any possibility that it's American and you know that much from the name?
I will say yes. It's traditional American barbecue.
Traditional American. Now we're getting close. By the way, we have some tickets too to give away.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're going to give away some
what? We should give away some tickets right now. 1-800-520-1067 if you would like to go see the D.
And have some delicious barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That's thrown in at no extra charge.
That's
Are we giving it away?
Yeah, they're getting free ribs.
Awesome.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Free what?
Chicken and ribs and slaw and
you said
know,
free ribs, beans.
Beans.
Wow. You're not. People don't even have to pay for their food. You're telling me they get a free Tenacious D concert and the food is free?
Why is it secret? We're worried that there's going to be too many people.
I know,
there.
And I think these worries are misguided.
No. It's they could shut it down. The city could step in and shut it down if it's a mob scene.
Knowing you guys, you probably don't have a permit either.
Exactly.
It is roughly the size of a 7-Eleven, if that's what you're saying. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. No posers here. You really have to love The Rock, though. If you are down with Tenacious D, you can call right now and get free passes to join them tomorrow afternoon at 3. 1-800-520-1067. The album is called Rise of the Phoenix. It comes out everywhere on May the 15th. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you guys are going to perform live for us, right?
We are.
Fantastic. Very excited. The D is here. We'll return on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Is it IHOP? I think we've already given enough clues that you know it's not IHOP.
All right. I'm sorry. I was going down the wrong path.
Super secret location. By now, you must have figured it out. It's going to be tomorrow afternoon to see Tenacious D. We're still taking calls at 1-800-520-1067 to win passes to be there in person. Rise of the Phoenix is the new album coming out May 15th. The Roadie video dropped this week with your friend Danny McBride in it playing the roadie.
Incredible.
Hilarious stuff. He's so funny, right?
The best. He's the best.
So he was helping you guys act out a song that you wrote about the world's greatest roadie, and I believe Tenacious D is going to perform that for us live here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now.
Indeed. This one goes out to all the roadies. It's called Roadie. Well, it's 3 p.m., time to lug the gear. Got to get it on the stage. My muscles flex, my freaking sweat will save the day. When I check the mic, I gotta check the mic. I gotta check a check a 1, 2, 3. I plug it in, I make it sound as good as can be. Cause a rock is a rock, but the road is roll. Gotta take the mic, I gotta take control. Gotta get that gear up on that freaking stage. Cause the roadie knows what the roadie knows. And the roadie knows that he wears black clothes. And he hides off in the shadows off the stage. Because the roadie looks 1,000 miles with his eyes. And when the crowd roars, brings a teardrop to the roadie's eyes. Tears of pride, because he brought you the show, but you will never know. He's changing the strings while hiding in the wings. No matter how hard, the show must go on. Then a beautiful girl come to me. She said, hey, can I nibble your nips? I say, yes, I am in love. But then she quickly say, I nibbed your nips. Now give me that backstage pass. I do not want you, roadie. I wanna take KG home. I'm standing at the threshold of your dreams. Without me, there'd be no sound from those amps. Without me, there'd be no lights on the stage. But you don't apply for me. No, I am the roadie. Some warrior searching for his soul. Yeah, I am the roadie. I make the rock go.
Yeah. Tomorrow
tomorrow afternoon at 3. The album will be out on May 15th.
Wow, that audience really stopped abruptly.
Well, he was talking,
and they wanted to hear what he had to say.
That's very polite.
That is Tenacious D here on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph Garman now joins the party. Time for a look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. Kevin Abincha, and then Adam Carolla comes up right after the top of the hour. Hey, Ralph.
The D opens for me.
How about that?
Right? That's how I roll. They come in, they do their song and dance, and then, you know, they're bringing the big guns.
And now, the D is going to help you out with showbiz.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Or listen, or ruin it. I don't know. I've never tried this before.
I love showbiz.
Are we in it?
Are you in showbiz?
Yes. Showbiz beat?
Yeah. Are you in the beat? I don't think I have any...
No. I do. Tenacious D has a new album that comes out May 15th. You should go get it.
Thanks, man. Uh-huh. You put us in the beat.
That's a commercial more than it is a showbiz story. However, another day, another masseur has come forward and said that John Travolta inappropriately touched him. Another massage therapist wants $2 million from Mr. Travolta for apparently grabbing, rubbing, and caressing his upper thighs and buttocks while he was trying to give John Travolta a massage.
Wait, he wants $2 million to do that? Or he wants to remain anonymous?
It was done to him, and he feels assaulted sexually.
Oh, that's not $2 million worth there.
What price would you put on that?
That's like an extra fitty. You don't get $2 million
for
that.
But I don't think he was asking for it, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
he didn't force him to touch his buttocks, did he? I mean,
for $2 million, he should have perforated some sort of organ, I think, at some point. Really. John Travolta gives me $2 million, he can do whatever he damn well pleases to me. Except I will not clean his rug. That's the only thing I won't do. Bobby Brown is back. We're talking about music, of course, with the D. He's got a new CD as well. It is going to be released on June the 5th. It's his first solo album in 14 years. It's called...
It's because nobody wants him to do a solo album,
That's right. No one's been interested. He is releasing his new disc on June the 5th. It's called The Masterpiece.
That sounds like a Tenacious D title more than a Bobby Brown title.
How did you guys not get to that?
A D title.
Who are we talking about again?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Oh, Bobby Brown.
Yeah. My Prerogative, Whitney Houston's ex.
I'd love to have Bobby Brown on the next D album. That would be a good collab.
Mm-hmm. His disc is called The Masterpiece. His first single that he's dropping off that disc is called Don't Let Me Die. Sorry, Bobby, I make no guarantees.
We should get Bobby Brown and Chris Brown together to be the Bad News Bros.
Bad News Bros. Bobby apparently will be selling his CD outside of Arby's, where he's currently working. So if you want to pick it up, you can get
Arby's,
it there.
Arby's, that's where you're going.
Is it Arby's? They have better barbecue.
Todd's trying to figure this out. It's not fair.
All right. It's not Korean barbecue. It's American barbecue somewhere in the valley.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Is it indoors or outdoors? Is it like a stand?
It's delicious. That's all I can tell you.
I'm stumped.
All right. And Ashton Kutcher is upsetting more people with his commercials that he's doing for Pop Chips, which is a shame, too, because Pop Chips are just delicious.
Oh, they're so good.
I hate to see any negative connotations come with Pop Chips. But apparently now the gay community is up in arms saying that he's making fun of gay people with one of the characters he does on his viral commercials they're doing for Pop Chips. So they may be pulling the entire campaign. We'll have to wait and see.
People just don't like Ashton Kutcher anymore.
That could be the problem. It may not be the subject at all. Kutch.
Good question. I don't know, but I do kind of like those Pop Chips.
They're delicious.
I think they're good for you.
They are. They're better than, you know,
they're not good
Bugles or something.
I'm just saying, if they need a new spokesman, the D is here.
There you go.
The D is available.
I can see the tour being brought to you by Pop Chips.
We're looking to sell out. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Trying to sell out. Haven't had any success yet.
No one will take them.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Audrina Patridge from The Hills, I want to say. The Hills?
That's correct.
I sort of have a boner.
She is 27 years old today. I almost said 72. That would have made her weep.
Wow.
Rosario Dawson. How beautiful and lovely is Rosario?
I sort of have a boner.
She's 33 years old today. Lane Kiffin, football coach for USC, your very own Trojans.
I sort of have a boner.
No, I don't believe it. Not for Lane.
Sorry.
Ghostface Killah, a Wu-Tang Clan, 42 years old.
That's the collab right there.
Yeah, Wu-Tang and the D.
Oh.
Ghostface.
Finally.
Depeche Mode, Dave Gahan of that band, is 50 years old today. Tom Petersen, bassist of Cheap Trick, is 62 years old.
Great band.
If he's 62, Bunny Carlos has to be, 80? My favorite drummer in the world. The only guy who would smoke while he was drumming. Coolest thing ever. Billy Joel, the legendary Billy Joel, singer-songwriter, 63 years old today. Mm. And singer Andrew W.K. celebrates his birthday today. He is 33 years old.
What do you think he's going to do, Ralph? How
old
will
he
celebrate?
He seems like a guy who enjoys partying.
clues from those songs.
If your whole life is partying that much, what do you do on your birthday?
That's a good question.
You just lay down and take a nap. You just go on the couch.
You're tired of partying.
Maybe go get some barbecue. Hang out. Watch the
TV. American-made barbecue.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tenacious D, thank you for coming by.
The pleasure was ours.
Did anyone call in, by the way?
You guys are the best. Yeah, we gave away the tickets.
Gave away the tickets.
Sweet. Oh, okay, good.
We gave away the tickets, so you have those guaranteed fans.
Because if we didn't give away the tickets, we were just going to say where it was. Oh, but now we can keep it a secret.
We're good.
Now it can be a big secret.
Okay, good.
Thank you for coming in. May 15th is the that's the date the CD comes out, so make sure that you pick that up.
But, you know, you could buy the vinyl. This is a secret tip. You could buy the vinyl, and then you get, like, a free download chip on there.
Oh, cool.
Never mind.
You don't sound like you have any idea.
I know.
What you're
I don't know
about.
Why I shouldn't have let that
download
sentence go on.
Chip. It sounds like my mom trying to describe emails.
I understand the technology.
There's a download chip, hon, and you put it in the computer, and that's how you download the interwebs. That's how you get the interwebs.
You work on that before you go on Letterman.
Yeah. Well,
sharpen it up a little. I'm just saying a little smoother.
We're just going to rock, Letterman. We don't have to talk.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in. We always appreciate having you here.
Thank you, my
Thank
friends.
You. Bye.
We love the Beastie Boys, and I know you do too, so thank you.
I tell you, the Beastie Boys are losing it. A very different sound. What? Oh, that was Coldplay. Sorry.
Too soon. Yep. Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Ahead of getting to Mr. Carolla here, two quick notes on Tenacious D, who just left the studio. One is the closest they're playing, besides the super-secret location tomorrow, is going to be Santa Barbara. They're playing Santa Barbara on May 23rd at the Santa Barbara Bowl. If you want to see the full-on D experience, tickets are available and on sale for that show now.
There aren't any dates in Los Angeles other than the secret show tomorrow, so this is your chance.
Okay.
And I really thought, and I know that I'm guilty of giving our listeners too much credit sometimes. I really thought we couldn't have been clearer as to where the place was
People
without saying
confused.
What the place is. Yes. Dear Kevin and Bean, Gene writes in, has to be Dr. Hoggly Woggly's. Now, what part? Now, look, that's a fine barbecue place, and it is in Los Angeles County. But what part of you can tell it's American barbecue in the name does Dr. Hoggly Woggly's give you?
Yeah, that certainly was a giveaway, we thought.
That's what I thought, too.
Bean, so I think enough people will figure it out.
I do, too.
So, but if you want to see the full show, it's Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara Bowl, May 23rd.
Love the D so much. And love our next guest, too, best-selling author Adam Carolla, who has a new book coming out anytime now called Not Taco Bell Material. It is available for pre-order right now. What is the date? What's the street date on that, Ace? Do you know yet?
It is June 12th.
June 12th. Fantastic.
You can get it at Amazon. And if you get it at Amazon, you get nothing, but I get to go to the New York Times bestseller list. And don't you want that for me?
I do.
And I do love so much you and Jimmy Kimmel, your friend, you know, your friend and lover. I do love both so much that he got to do the White House press correspondence dinner and suck it to the guy who told him he'd never go anywhere when he was his high school teacher. And you had literally had someone tell you were not Taco Bell material, and you're about to release your second New York Times bestselling book.
I had Taco Bell tell me I wasn't Taco Bell material.
That hurts.
Yeah. But listen, screw them. Ever since they got rid of the Bell Beefer, I've been boycotting them.
By the way, let me just say, if I'm Taco Bell, I'm not hiring Adam Carolla. I love him. I think he's funny, but I don't think he's meant for that.
It may come back to haunt you.
All right.
You can see Adam at the Borderline Bar and Grill this Friday night. That's in Thousand Oaks. I know you always get a great turnout there. Tickets are on sale for just $25. Shows at 9 o'clock and available at adamcarolla.com. And don't miss a live taping of the podcast on Wednesday, May 23rd at the Irvine Improv with special guest, the hilarious Ralphie May. Tickets just $25 for that show. All the details and podcasts at adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with three and working my way up to number one. First, I'll see you guys at Ribs USA tomorrow, huh?
Oh,
for a little
Adam.
Tenacious
no,
D.
Wait, that's, huh? No, that's no. A different, completely different thing. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I just did the math. That's all. I like the band.
All right. We thought it was pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
We cannot confirm or deny.
Sorry. All right. Well, look, that's going to jump me. I'm going to switch up my order here because I wanted to complain about coleslaw. And rib places don't screw up coleslaw, but almost every other place in L.A. screws up coleslaw. And you know me, we've screwed up the iced tea in L.A. with the passion fruit iced tea. We're putting goat cheese on pizza.
Right.
We used to have 31 flavors, and we've replaced it with one pink berry. We're not going the right direction from a culinary standpoint.
Okay.
And I got coleslaw the other day that had bits of green apple and cranberries in it.
What?
And I just thought, look, the best coleslaw is made by the Colonel, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I agree.
It's one of the weird things where if it doesn't come in that weird styrofoam cup, it's no good. And here's just a rule of thumb. First off, stop effing around with everything, Los Angeles. It was fine how it was. Did anyone ever announce coleslaw's broken? Oh, man, why are you upset? It's the state of coleslaw. It needs to be fixed. How can we remedy this? Coleslaw's fine. Stop trying to make coleslaw good for me. I know it's not salad.
Right.
I understand it's really just more another chance to consume mayonnaise.
Right.
But
you've accepted that.
I've accepted it, and I enjoy it. So leave coleslaw alone. It wasn't broke. And stop putting cranberries in everything. They're driving me insane. I don't want to see any more raisins where they ought not to be, and I don't want to see any cranberries or green apples. I want my goddamn coleslaw, and I want my heart to stop after I eat it.
Okay, good. Yep.
Not everything is progress just because it changes.
That's right. Number two, my son... Oh, God, he hit a home run in T-ball the other day, except for the ball never went more than 42 inches from home plate. The
what?
Kid who picked up the ball and tried to throw it to the first baseman overthrew him, and then the ball went into right field, and then that kid took a nap, and then somebody kicked it towards second base, and the next thing you know, my son has the game ball. And he's announcing to me that he hit the home run. And I said, listen, it'd be like if Babe Ruth got up to a home plate and just pointed down at a patch of grass directly in front of him and said, Timmy, this is going to be for you at the hospital. So I had to tell him he didn't hit a home run.
You didn't break your kid's heart.
He's playing with a bunch of spazzes with noodles for arms.
Of course.
And no one ever held him up at third base. That's not a home run, and why do we have to pretend like it's a home run? Now he's got the game ball. Now he's got a date on it, and it's up on the shelf, and he's going to be bragging about this for the rest of his life. I'm just saying, what do we do as parents? If I tell him he didn't hit a home run, I'm a monster.
Right. Yeah,
I don't, he turns into a monster.
No, you're right. There's too goddamn much self-esteem going on with kids today, right, Ace?
He literally made contact with the butt of the bat on the ball, and the ball I am telling you that if you let the ball just roll down your leg and off your foot, it would have traveled farther than my son hit it. As soon as the guy overthrew the first baseman, it had already traveled 10 times as far as my son had hit. All right, I don't know what the hell we're going to do with kids today, but it doesn't matter. I'm moving to Seattle, Bean. I'm coming out.
What's going on? What happened?
I just heard this Mayor Villaretardo is trying to raise the street cleaning ticket prices up to $78 a pop. I know everyone's been complaining about this. Yeah. I can't take L.A. anymore. It's ironic that the street cleaning is the most expensive one when we're living in a dumpster.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the street, we're worried about the streets being clean except for their sofas and box springs and graffitis, graffiti everywhere, graffiti on rocks, graffiti on trees, graffiti on hummingbirds. That's right.
It's a hummingbird tag. I've never seen graffiti.
Hand to God.
Never saw it.
Hand to God.
That's awesome, by the way.
They tagged a hummingbird. Also, blocking a fire hydrant costs $68, and blocking a street sweeper on an already filthy street covered with a-holes, potholes, and graffiti is $78.
Yeah,
can we at least pretend like we care about safety here, people?
Yeah, I hear you. That doesn't make any sense.
It's a cash grab.
Just saying, Mayor, you want to make some money, how about you clean up the graffiti, lower the taxes a little, and have people stop fleeing to Seattle, Portland, and beyond.
Performing at the Borderline Bar and Grill this Friday night in Thousand Oaks, our friend Adam Carolla. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com. And then the next podcast live show will be May 23rd at the Irvine Improv with the very funny Ralphie May. Again, adamcarolla.com. And pre-order his Not Taco Bell material book. We'll see you soon, man. Thanks for coming on.
Love you.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
Linkin Park and Incubus together at the Honda Civic Tour September 8th at the Home Depot Center, plus the private Linkin Park dress rehearsal if you're into that and you want to see them nude. Mm-hmm. Julio Avila from Glendale just won those tickets. We've got them for you all day long here on K-Rock. Keep listening for your chance to win.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying that, Ralph?
Because it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Incubus and Linkin Park?
I agree.
Or Linkubus, as I call it.
No one calls it that.
Ooh, everyone's calling it that. Nice. Everyone is.
Everyone if they might were dating, start. If they were dating, we'd have to call them Linkubus. They'd be Linkubus. Required by law. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Time for the final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday.
Before I get to the beat, let me give away my last tickets for the premiere of Battleship. It happens tomorrow night at the Nokia Theater, LA Live. If you'd like to attend, I've got my final two pair of tickets to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067, the number to call. You get to see Alexander Skarsgård, Taylor Kitsch, Rihanna, Liam Neeson, Brooklyn Decker, all starring in one of the biggest blockbusters of the summer. It is Battleship. And if you didn't win, I apologize. I just didn't have as many to give away as I would have liked. But you can go to a theater near you Friday, May the 18th, and you can pick up,
from tomorrow.
You can watch Battleship your own self.
There you go. Who do you have taking those calls, Ralph?
Battleship.
Oh, Battleship is still Battleship.
Great. Assistant producer Battleship.
Not as funny if he has to ask for it.
Is taking the calls for Battleship. And sadly, that's all over now. So we won't get that anymore. We can find someone else that rhymes with their name we can give away. Universal Pictures, while we're talking about movies, has announced they are going to, in fact, give us Kick-Ass 2, which we've been desperately waiting for. The movie Kick-Ass, one of my favorite comic book movies, was a big success, and they had talked about a sequel, but apparently it was unlikely, and they said no, then they said yes. Matthew Vaughn, the creative genius behind the first one, the writer and director of the first one, has always wanted to do it, but scheduling has been tough, so he will not be directing this one because he is directing the X-Men First Class sequel. He also did X-Men First Class, but he's handpicked his successor, a guy named Jeff Wadlow, who did Cry Wolf and Never Back Down. And he will be directing Kick-Ass 2. Aaron Johnson, Chloe Moretz, and Christopher Mintz-Plasse have all agreed to come back and reprise their roles. So I'm looking forward to that. 2013 release, that's what they're saying. The comic book, Kick-Ass 2, was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, so there's a lot there they can work with. I'm looking forward to it. Lisa, some Broadway news for you.
Okay.
Very sad.
Sad Broadway
How
news.
To succeed in business without really trying is closing.
Oh, that was supposed to be so good.
An angel dies when a play closes.
Maybe they should have tried. Maybe then they would have stayed open.
What do you mean they should have tried?
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying is the name of the show. Maybe if they tried a little bit, they'd still be in business.
They had a pretty good run, didn't they?
Well, they did very well when Daniel Radcliffe was the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He sang and danced his way into Broadway's heart as J. Pierpont Finch. And when he left, however, Nick Jonas took over.
Whoa.
And apparently,
Broadway sensation Nick Jonas?
Ticket sales plummeted to the surprise. Point where they had to pull it off of Broadway.
It's not really the that kids hurts. That go to plays at Broadway.
No, teen girls don't tend to plunk down $125 for a Broadway ticket. So, sadly, that
it is kind of sad, closing. Though, that the only way a lot of these shows can make money is by having a star of from some other genre.
Right. Broadway stars don't carry them anymore, and there's such good people out there.
I mean, there's some tremendous actors who just don't have the marquee value, so they can't get working.
But sometimes a musical will take on a life of its own and become a hit, like Wicked, without really a star being in it, or even more recently, Book of Mormon doesn't have any big stars in it, and that's a smash
But look
hit.
What they did on Smash. They had to bring in a star.
They did. They bring Uma Thurman in. Yeah, I know.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
I get the sense you and I are the only ones watching Smash
I'm
in
pretty
this
sure
room.
There was the whole like country, crickets.
Not just in this dare room. You, sir. How dare you?
Very correct.
How dare you? Iron Man 3, that's happening.
Can't wait.
Of course, Robert Downey Jr. is returning as Iron Man. Gwyneth Paltrow, Don Cheadle, Ben Kingsley's the bad guy. And now we find out that Rebecca Hall, the hottie from The Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She apparently will be starring in the film as well, so good reason for us all to look forward to Iron Man 3. And along those lines, Disney and Marvel have announced, as of yesterday, they will be doing an Avengers sequel. What?
That's a surprise.
That's ridiculous. Why would you want to throw good money after bad? Oh, wait a minute. It's the biggest blockbuster money-making movie ever in the history of mankind. So they're going to give us another one. I can't imagine when we're going
to
see it, though.
Yeah. How'd you like to be that guy to try to top this movie?
If anybody can do it, Joss Whedon can. Before we get to that, though, we have another Thor movie
they're doing a sequel for that and another Captain America movie. And as I mentioned, another Iron Man movie before we get to the next Avengers. So it's going to be a while, people. And lastly, my final movie news for the day, the Farrelly brothers, who, in my opinion, have lost a step in the past couple years. They used to be funny, funny guys. Yeah. Oh, I could always count on them for some cinematic laughs.
Right.
And now it's the Three Stooges and just
did you even go to that, Ralph? Three
no,
Stooges?
I didn't. Yeah. However, they're talking about their new film coming out, and they may have me back. The film is about a 7-year-old girl who writes a letter to Santa, but accidentally misspells his name. The movie is called Dear Satan, and you can guess who shows up at her house on Christmas. In case of mistaken identity. Satan shows up at her house at Christmas. Come on, that's funny.
That is funny. I agree.
Farrelly Brothers said that's the next project, so.
Ooh, I like that more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Joel is 63 years old today. Dave DeGahan of Depeche Mode is 50 years old. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan is 42. Lane Kiffin, he is the coach of the USC football team. He is 37. Rosario Dawson celebrates her 33rd birthday.
Ow!
Audrina Patridge is 27 years old. And singer Andrew W.K. celebrates his 33rd birthday today. You know he's going to celebrate?
I don't know. How is he going to
celebrate?
He'll
be spending a quiet evening at home with friends and family.
That's nice.
Right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
What the? Come on.
You heard me. And I'm proud to admit it. Political candidate Mitt Romney is wild and crazy?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It's not possible. Comedian Reggie Watts will be on the program tomorrow. We have a brand new internet roundup, and we have Dr. Drew on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we're going to be giving away those tickets to Lincubus.
Ah, see, it's catching on. I told you already.
Or Incu Park.
Not so much.
Not so much? All right. Well, we got those tickets tomorrow morning as well on an all-new Kevin.